free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, June 25th, 2020, and General Flynn is free at last. Boy, I can't believe that it went on this long. I can't believe that it even happened, quite frankly. I said it from the very beginning. I said, seriously, you're going to try to invent some kind of Logan charge because in his official capacity, he talked to a Russian ambassador? Are you kidding? And that's the basis of this. Don't ever forget that Vice President Pence was key in this as well. Yeah, they kept this going as a political attack against President Trump. But don't forget, the neocons, Trump and Pence were in there right from the beginning because they did not want to have Flynn in that position because Flynn had been very candid about how the U.S. had been arming ISIS. The key reason to support President Trump was that he had people like that around him, and they made sure that he was out of there in record time, quickly replacing him with an establishment figure, McMaster, from the military-industrial complex. And it has been a sad state of affairs since then. And interestingly enough, John Bolton has now been offered membership in the Libertarian Party, and he joined. I'm going to talk about that. How pathetic politics becomes when you start engaging in parties. When I was with the Libertarian Party, we used to proudly call ourselves a party of principle. Well, no more. Just a bunch of partisan hacks of a little tiny backwater thing. It's pathetic. Anyway, the fact that they would invite a warmonger like that, they have absolutely no principles left. Rand Paul opposed him from the very beginning. We're going to talk a little bit about the election results as well today. I didn't get a chance to talk about that. We'll talk about what's going on with Roger Flynn. Yeah. The two of them are connected in my mind, folks. Roger Stone. I was going to talk about that yesterday because there were a lot of articles yesterday in the headlines about how, oh, look, you know, Trump is trying to help Roger Stone. I hadn't noticed. Hadn't noticed his help for General Flynn either, leaving people who were his allies, people who supported principles that he ran on, twisting in the wind for years. But in other news, we have Walmart that is now competing with Amazon to see who can be the most successful at censorship, of course, right? I mean, it's like, you know, they're banning books like Amazon. I got several books that were banned by Amazon. A book on censorship, a movie, rather a documentary. And in both cases, I might as well be a book. It's a documentary, right? It's a point of view that they don't like. It's not approved by your corporate masters. Oh, but you're free. You don't live on a plantation anymore, right? Yeah, we ended slavery, did we? I didn't notice that. Seemed to me like we're reinventing it. Our corporate masters running the plantation, for the most part located in Silicon Valley, but they're going to be coming to a physical space near you. And all of them are more than happy to play the same game that has worked so effectively for the Silicon Valley technocrats. Because understand, folks, that these people are, yeah, they got a political view, and yeah, they don't like your political view, if you're a listener of this program. But for the most part, these corporations are pandering to each other for support, but especially pandering to the government. They are the velvet glove of government censorship. This is what I have hammered from the very beginning. The people who are behind this censorship is the government. It's the government that's behind this. The federal government, the military-industrial complex, DARPA, and all these other people. But these corporations want to do business. They want to get subsidized by the government, and they're more than willing to toe the line. Just like the media will toe the line when it comes to debates.
WeCan'tBreathe.news.
Sunday, June 28th, 2020, at high noon, Texans will travel to the Texas Capitol on the South Side and demonstrate against the COVID-19 hoax and expose the fact that wearing the face mask are part of a United Nations edict that is meant to continue to create hysteria and fear and kill the U.S. economy, while at the same time covering up for the NIH and the UN that are actually sending people with communicable diseases to nursing homes during COVID-19 to actually jack up numbers and kill people. We're breaking it all down, have the facts posted at WeCan'tBreathe.news. The evidence, the nurses, the doctors, the scientists, the virologists, exposing that COVID-19 is a tyranny, is a hoax, and is a lie. Only the truth can set us free from this great lie. And the truth is posted right now and needs you to take action by spreading it at WeCan'tBreathe.news.
For more information, go to WeCan'tBreathe.news today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, June 25th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 101 days America's been held hostage. Now, I tweeted out this morning that the Iranian hostage crisis, where a few Americans were held hostage by an Ayatollah who put a mask over their face, that lasted for 444 days. But after 365 days, 366, if it's inclusive, I guess, it began exactly 1 year before the election, November the 4th, 1979. And it ended, his career a year later. It didn't end until January. And that's an interesting story in and of itself. While Bill Casey engineering that, along with the Iran-Contra thing. Yeah, there was another agenda behind that as well. Another agenda behind that. What a surprise. Just exactly 1 year before the election. And if you don't think there's another agenda behind this shutdown, you haven't been paying attention, have you? For the last 40 years at least. I would not be surprised if Bill Casey and his group were behind that from the very beginning of it. But nevertheless, after 365 days, Jimmy Carter's poll numbers were in the tank, and he was gone. And this is going to result if President Trump doesn't fire and discredit this fear-mongering from Fauci. I mean, he was, again, this weekend.
The sage is coming. Going to have to put on those masks.
If he doesn't stop that nonsense, kick that elderly guy out into a nursing home, preferably in New York State, then it's over for President Trump. And, you know, we're speaking of New York State. We've got Governor Cuomo is now saying that the police are going to stop cars of any out-of-state plates. And he's targeted cars with plates like mine, Texas. I'm not going to be able to go to New York. I can't drive to New York? I can't pay, $20 to go through a toll? Get in the truck. Well, the traffic's not as bad now. Tolls are probably still as expensive. I hated that place. Used to have to go there. But fortunately, I don't anymore. I don't drive there. No plans to drive to New York from Texas. Or I guess people from Alabama. A lot of people from Alabama, you know, want to go to New York all the time. Arkansas, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Washington State. If you want to drive to New York... from Washington State, you're out of luck. And you're probably out of gas, too. I don't know if you can find gas stations open on the way. And Utah. You will be ordered to put yourself into mandatory quarantine for 14 days. And they might hit you with a $1,000 fine because you want to visit that beautiful free state of New York, where two-thirds of the coronavirus deaths have happened in spite of his lockdown. Two-thirds. What's going on with that? Are those deaths real? I mean, Has he failed or has he lied? That's the question. I just can't make up my mind. I'm really not sure. And what's really bad is for that 14-day quarantine, they're going to immediately send you to a nursing home if you test positive. Because they want as many people as possible who have tested positive to get in the nursing homes, because that's going to lower their pension liability. Cuomo blames President Trump for his order that killed thousands of nursing home patients, headlines from lifenews.com. And it was MSNBC's Stephanie Ruhle who broke the pattern of mainstream media worshiping the Cuomos. She asked him some very tough questions. She said, Governor, House Republicans are looking into New York's March 25th order that directed nursing homes to take in infected patients. They ordered them, if you tested positive, you think I'm joking, if they pull you over with an out-of-state license plate, test you, send you to a nursing home. That's what they were doing, even as he was virtue signaling and telling everybody, well, I forget what his mother's name is, Matilda or something. Matilda, okay, yeah. He was waltzing Matilda, and he was telling everybody, he was waltzing her in front of the media and saying, you know, I've got this, my mom is in her 90s, and it's just a crime if you're going to kill, people's parents like this. The elderly, we got to protect them. So if you get around an elderly person like Matilda here, Matilda's Law, I'm going to fine you $5,000 and you're going to get a stiff jail term. And then he ordered the nursing homes that they could not refuse anybody with that had tested positive for COVID-19. And so you had a big number of people. And she talks about this. Stephanie Ruhle, MSNBC, says the Republicans are looking into New York's March 25th order that directed nursing homes to take in infected patients. This thing is not going away, sir. 6,300 people died in New York nursing homes. That's the most in this country. The more time has passed, the more your office has been able to look into this. Do you take responsibility for that order and the role that it may have played in those deaths? But he claimed it was just a political game being played by Republicans. Oh, really? Oh, so they didn't really die? We're just making this up? We're just making it up? Maybe he just made up a lot of the COVID deaths, or maybe attributed deaths to COVID. I don't know. Is he tipping his hand? Is he saying that this is a hoax? That they really didn't die from COVID-19? That they were past life expectancy? Or did they really die from COVID-19? He said, yeah, the Republicans, Stephanie, they're playing politics. And she says, sir, these are lives. These are people's parents' lives. And he goes on and says, well, this all happened because the federal government missed the boat and never told us this virus was coming from Europe and not from China. Oh, really? Really? Does that make a difference? How does that make a difference? What difference is if they test positive for COVID-19 you got to look at its pedigree? Because, you see, really that does kind of make sense from a Democrat perspective. As I pointed out yesterday, as they were criticizing Governor Abbott because he didn't come down hard enough on people in Texas. And quite frankly, I criticize him because he came down too hard on us. I mean, he's out there saying, well, all right, you're going to be able to go to 4th of July celebrations, but no more than 100 people. I don't want you guys getting any ideas about freedom or anything. And, of course, in North Carolina, the difference is that the Democrat governor there, Roy Cooper, says you're not going to have any 4th of July celebrations at all. There you go. Isn't that great? That's the difference between Republicans and Democrats. A little bit of freedom or no freedom? Well, a little bit of freedom still isn't freedom. A little bit of freedom that is put out there as a privilege is not freedom. Don't expect me to thank you for this, Governor Abbott. I will defend the hypocrisy I will attack the hypocrisy rather in defending him of the Democrats, because it was Clay Jenkins and the Democrat media that were telling everybody 6 years ago when Ebola came to town in Dallas. It came to town in the form of an illegal black immigrant from Africa. And so we don't want to talk about that. Let's pretend that's not happening. I mean, this is a disease that 80% of the people die. That's the case fatality rate, 80%, not 0.1%, 80%. And it's a horrible death. well, every death is horrible, but some are maybe more painful than others. Nevertheless, they said, well, we're not going to make this xenophobic. We want to be welcoming. And we can take this, said Clay Jenkins, the judge in Dallas County, the highest official, it's an elected official. He's not a courtroom judge. He said, we don't want to create a police state. That was his words. I read that to you yesterday. We don't want to create a police state. We can handle this with dignity, or we can create a police state. We got lots of doctors. We got lots of hospitals. I don't want you to stay away from the football game this weekend. I don't want you to be xenophobic and racist. But then this is the same judge that came after Shelley Luther and locked her up. And got an actual courtroom judge to lock her up. That's the hypocrisy of these people. We'll have more on this when we come back. Stay with us.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations and is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want, like putting handcuffs on someone, and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist. We're already to the latter part of June, and of course, most of the country is not completely reopened again, and already Fauci and the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, criminal combine are telling us, don't go to Trump rallies. Oh, no. But the very same media that promotes that we shouldn't go to Trump rallies is telling us we should go to the Democrat Party, Black Lives Matter, all white people are evil, mind control, brainwashing events. This is the attempted murder of common sense and logic. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to be more politically active than you ever have, because we are going into hardcore United Nations controlled bondage. Major police departments like Los Angeles and Albuquerque, New Mexico are announcing they're going under UN control and turning their, quote, police into community activist organizers. This is just the beginning. Everything's going to accelerate now from this point out. So it's here. No more games. The New World Order has arrived. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we the people are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
Where the hell did this water come from?
Where did it 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 come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, we're going to talk about NewsCar coming up in the program and all the news wars. The FBI's got their own squad to investigate this now. 15 agents to investigate this. Absolutely amazing. But, you know, we've had sort of listening to Tower of Power, the only good thing to come out of Oakland. The mayor there, Libby, I don't know. I can't remember what her last name was. Who cares? The only good thing to ever come out of Oakland is Tower of Power. But we'll be talking about how she's continuing to push this narrative, even though, you know, she said, we found all these nooses hanging from trees in the park. And a black man came and said, yeah, I put those up. My friends, we use them for exercise. What's the deal? Oh, but, you know, she's still going to investigate that. Still going to investigate it. And you know why? It doesn't have anything to do with racism. It has everything to do with her political agenda, which is what is happening across this country right now with the e-racists. But let's get back to what is going on. Because, you know, when we look at the surge, you know, are coronavirus cases spiking? Well, yeah, people who are being diagnosed with it, it is spiking. And like I said, you know, we go back and look at the cruise ship, 4,000 people. When they started testing everybody, they said, well, 600 people got it. Over 300 of them didn't even have any symptoms. 300 of them had very mild symptoms. 12 people did die. But, you know, it, when you look at this, as you're going out and testing everybody, you're going to have a surge. But you got this narrative that's going back and forth because the narrative, like the virus, is mutating. Mutating very rapidly. We have a very rapidly mutating narrative here that has gone viral. And so you have some people, all these contradictory reports, just like we have with masks. Do masks hurt? Do they help? Do they make no difference at all? Doesn't matter. You just do it. It's patriotic, says Jerome Adams, the U.S. Surgeon General. It was harmful, then it was helpful, then it's like, well, we don't know, but just do it because it's patriotic, or do it because I tell you to do it.
Don't argue with science and authority here. I got the authority. I'm in the White House. I'm President Fauci now.
So when we look at Pollack on Breitbart, he says, if you supported Black Lives Matter, don't complain about the coronavirus spike. So the number of cases declined until early June, and then you had a sudden spike. Well, what else was happening in June? The rise in cases matches exactly what we'd expect to see from large Black Lives Matter protests that erupted across the nation. Tens of thousands of people marching in close quarters in city streets. Some wore masks, but there was scant attention paid to social distancing. All right, so let's think about this. Is it because of an increase in tests? Is it because of protests? Protest or test? Which is it? I can't tell. You know, it's they were saying when the lady was listening to her child's class, and she said they were telling him, the only white kid in the class, this is New York, doing online classes, and they were shaming him for being white. And she said, beyond the jokes, when somebody said, do you know what a protest is? Because they were making, protests are good. You got to do a protest. And I do. I agree. It's enshrined in the Constitution for a reason. You ought to always be able to criticize the government without being punished. You know, like being kicked off of social media or something. But nevertheless, you know, those are basic fundamental rights. But it's okay. Corporations can punish you as surrogates for the government. But going back to the story. She said, they asked, do you know what a protest is? And a guy said, is that a test to become, you know, professional, whatever. And they all laughed at him. And I don't know if he really meant that or not. And my wife and I sat in on a class once in a museum. We were taking a tour of a museum in the UK. And they had brought in a class. And so we kind of stopped to listen to what they were telling the class. And they had some kids that go up in front of the class, and they would put on Elizabethan clothing so they would get an idea of what it would look like. And, you know, the clothing was all set up in one piece so they could just kind of slip their arms through like a smock, like a hospital gown or something, except unlike a hospital gown, it closed in the back. And then they had various implements and stuff there. And they said, they used lead in their plates. And if you were to eat off of lead plates, how do you think you would feel? And the kid was really eager and very earnest, very serious. He's not trying to be funny. And he goes, heavy, heavy. Many of the people, so that's kind of what was going on with the protest. It's a test that you take to get a professional license, a protest. And a lot of these people do have a license to protest given to them by the Democrats. But when you look at this, getting back to the mask thing, sorry, I got enough of this tangent here. Okay, if they're wearing masks and they're out there protesting and it's spiking, does that maybe tell you that the masks are not effective? Is that kind of something that gives us a data point here? You know, a lot of these people like me have beards. They're kind of scruffy too. You know, mask doesn't work if you got a beard. A mask doesn't work if it's a bandana. The N95 masks are kind of questionable. As a matter of fact, some of the people were saying, well, you know, the masks don't really do as nearly as much as the plastic face screen or whatever you call the thing. I don't know. I'm not into any of that stuff. And you're not going to put any of it on me either. So maybe that is proof that the masks don't work. But as Pollock is pointing out, as we all know, a month before, business owners, churches, ordinary residents who are protesting the shutdown rules were vilified by these same people who were saying, oh, it's a wonderful thing. It's exercising your constitutional rights. You know, exercising your free exercise of religion, that's a threat to my life. But, you know, if you go out and you protest for racism, oh, that's good. That's good. That part of the First Amendment, that's good. And then you have the other opinion from BuzzFeed on the left. What the Black Lives Matter protests have taught us about the coronavirus. They said, well, we anticipated surges in cases, and they haven't shown up in the cities with the biggest protests. Isn't that wonderful? Okay, so is BuzzFeed saying then that we don't need to maintain any social distancing? And is it all fake? Is BuzzFeed fake? That's a good question. Wall Street Journal looks at it from this standpoint. Let's take a look at the non-lockdown states. And this, I think, is a more valid comparison because this is over a longer period of time. This is an analysis reported by the Wall Street Journal, an analysis that was done by the Sentinel, a nonprofit from Kansas. And they looked at the 42 states that were shut down the most, that shut down most of their economies. And they compared it with eight that did not. The eight that did not includes mostly rural states with some small metropolitan areas like North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Wyoming, and Utah. Those places are now being banned by the state that had 2/3 of the deaths. They said private employment fell by lesser. They said, well, they generally look, they have an agricultural-based society, they're more rural, but nevertheless, you can compare similar states and you can see when they have a similar mix of rural and urban, it was still 75% lower. 75% lower if they were not locked down. Oh, I'll tell you why when we come back. Stay with us.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it around your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner. I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we're going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
David Rockefeller and other satanic pieces of garbage who thought they'd set up their world government believe they pulled the drain on America a long time ago. But if we understand that they've orchestrated this by design, and if there's a mass awakening, it can be their unraveling, their destruction, and them going down the drain. The Bible tells us that many times when the enemy digs a pit for us, they themselves fall into it. But God is the master of the universe, but gives us free will on this planet as a test. It is up to us to decide whether we're going down the drain or whether the globalists are going down the drain. I cannot express to listeners and viewers of this broadcast how important you are. Everything hinges on you. Everything. Peacefully become the Paul Revere you know you've always been. God bless and good luck.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. Making sense common again. You're listening to the David Knight Show.
All right, so the Wall Street Journal is reporting an analysis done by the Sentinel, a Kansas nonprofit. They took a look at the 42 states that did lockdown and the 8 that did little, if any, lockdown. And even after adjusting for the difference between rural and urban, because you're going to pack people in closer in an urban area. And cities are always, as Jefferson said, a threat to the health, the wealth, and the liberty of man. Always have been, always will be. That's why you got a third of the people who died in New York City. Another third died in New York State. They got about two-thirds of people who died dying in New York State and City. And, of course, they were followed right after California. The two of them locked down the entire state immediately at the very beginning, even before it really kind of spread everywhere else. And but anyway, they said the per capita COVID fatalities in states that stayed open were on average 75% lower than those that locked down. Deaths in most states, regardless of whether they locked down, have been concentrated in nursing home facilities. How about that? And minority communities. But of course, you know, you have the, as we reported on Infowars.com, you had the community, I think it was in Oregon, Washington, I think it was Oregon, where they said, we're not going to require black people wear masks. Don't they think that black lives matter? They must have been seeing all these black people walking around with masks on, said, I can't breathe. All right, you can take them off. You can take them off now. However, Roy Cooper is announcing that you got to put them on. Roy Cooper, the governor of North Carolina, Democrat, of course, is announcing a statewide mask mandate. And he said, and we're not going to go to phase three of the CDC, of Fauci's guidelines, right? Because President Fauci's got guidelines and everybody is using these to tyrannize the public. Cooper, a Democrat, has twice vetoed proposed legislation that would allow gyms, fitness clubs, and bars to open. A bill passed this week, which would allow July 4th parades and festivals to go on as planned, is expected to be vetoed as well. Can't have those slaves thinking that they're free. We're going to teach them a lesson. We're going to shut down their 4th of July celebrations and put a mask on their face. How about that? Nevada has now issued a new face mask order. All Las Vegas visitors will now have to cover up. People in Las Vegas will have to wear a face mask, but all other clothing will be optional in Sin City. The Eiffel Tower has now reopened after a 3-month break, and the elevators are off limits, and you have to wear face masks. Visitors can now access the 1,062-foot-high tower via staircases only. And I expect that we will soon see that the Eiffel Tower becomes the site of more elderly deaths than a nursing home. If you were to give me a mask and tell me that I had to, I could only walk up the Eiffel Tower, I'd probably die without a mask, but I definitely would die with a mask on, having to go up the steps. In a token effort of mercy, they're now saying that you can't go beyond the second floor because they don't want people they're not that vicious. They're just authoritarian, I guess, at this point in time. And then we have Joy Behar, the lady on The View that has always been referred to as the snitch. Well, no, actually, we used a different letter to begin that word with. But now she is a snitch. She's made that transition. And the nasty has now become a nasty snitch. She was saying on Tuesday that she regularly spends time looking at people who are walking around without masks. It's become an obsession of her and her husband. Let's play that clip, video clip number 6.
We have is social distancing and masks, neither of which is happening in this country right now. There is no leadership telling us this is going to go on and on and on. And I'll tell you the truth, it's making me crazy. All I do is I get in my car maybe with Steve and I go. We go around town looking for people who are not wearing masks. Jealous of my life? That's it. That's what I do.
Well, is she reporting them, I guess? Enjoy the snitch. She went on to say, I don't have much faith that this is going to be ending anytime soon, barring a vaccine. All we have is social distancing and masks. See, unless we have mandatory rules from the federal government, from the CDC, unless it's those rules and those laws that are saving our lives. Don't you realize that? Liberty is going to kill you. You gotta have, if you want to be safe, you gotta have laws, federal laws, to keep you safe. And that'll be followed up. Only way that you can get away from these federal laws to keep you safe is going to be a federal mandated and funded vaccine. That's it. And let me tell you something. The laws aren't going to go away. Once you get rid of your liberty and your freedom and your dignity, once you get beyond freedom and dignity, once you accept this B.F. Skinner world, that they're laying down for you. That's why I said they're reinventing slavery, folks. And they've got everybody fighting over slavery that existed, was ended. That kind of slavery ended more than 150 years ago. And they want you fighting over that and fighting each other so you don't notice the new slavery and the new chains that are being forged on you in every aspect of your life. What a bunch of fools we are. That they can distract us and gaslight us this much. And all they have to do is keep us ignorant and make us hate each other and fight each other to do that. Good example of that. So what's going on in New Mexico? They have thousands of Joy Behars there. Snitches. Turning people in. New Mexicans have turned on their fellow Land of Enchantment residents in recent weeks, reporting those who are not wearing masks or not
social distancing, holding masses, mass get-togethers, selling things on the sly. You're selling things on the sly? We've turned all the Main Street mom-and-pop businesses now into black markets and speakeasies? Well, you can't speak too easy if you got a mask on. And so you had a radio host there, the Rock of Talk on KIVA, Eddie Aragon. Good job, Eddie. He said, okay, you want to dox? And he said to his Facebook followers, he got emails that had been sent to the Department of Public Safety. The Department of Public Safety. It's all about safety, isn't it? Emails that were sent snitching on people, reporting businesses that violated public health orders. He referred to the informers as, quote, the people who are the snitches and the tattletales on all the businesses of New Mexico. He said he was motivated to draw attention to businesses that were trying to hurt their competitors. Oh, yeah, that was a big part of it. You want to get rid of your competitor? You do a drive-by snitch. Because, you know, once we go into prohibition and everybody's operating as like they're in some kind of a, you know, black market, you can do drive-by snitching. And if that doesn't work and we increase and extend the prohibitions for all these people who are selling things on the sly, then eventually it'll go the same way that alcohol prohibition and drug prohibition is gone. We'll have drive-by shootings. So it's all born out of corruption. It's all born out of making things illegal that people are going to do anyway. Maybe they have to do it, or maybe they just want to do it so badly because, you know, it's a something that they feel compelled to do. And you're not going to stop it that way. You know, everything in our lives cannot be fixed by laws. Some of these things can only be fixed by the churches that have accepted the fact that they're not essential anymore. What is essential is we need more laws and rules and more police and bureaucrats to come after people. And so the radio host said, well, this led to some unintended consequences. It created an anti-market approach. It did the very ugly thing of competition turning on each other in the name of the state and in the name of public health in order to ruin their competitors' business. And then you've got Democrats jumping into this. You've got a Democrat state senator who was one of the ones who sent in a complaint about a guns and ammo store. He said the sign on the store says that they're open, and their website says that they're open, but gun stores are not allowed, they're not deemed essential, and they are therefore forbidden by the governor's order. Go after them. Go after them. There you go. Always got the Democrats. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We can't breathe. News. The majority of the population knows COVID-19 is a power grab and a medical tyranny hoax. But big tech is censoring hundreds and hundreds of prominent doctors, virologists, scientists, and nurses that are exposing what's really going on and how they're killing people by intubating them and then covering it up, claiming it was COVID. This is so diabolical, but we can stop it. Even if big tech censors us, we still have band.video. We still have the key website, wecan'tbreathe.news. Where the science and the real facts are posted that Fauci and the UN hope nobody gets to see. But they can't stop you. So share those links to wecan'tbreathe.news and band.video and join me this Sunday, the 28th, in downtown Austin at the south side of the Capitol, where we're going to protest this and then march to the nearby governor's mansion. Don't lay down to this tyranny. Take action and say no to the COVID-19 lockdown martial law. We're breaking it all down, have the facts posted at wecan'tbreathe.news.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations and is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want by putting handcuffs on someone and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com.
United Nations is publicly depopulating Africa and many other third world sectors of the world. Bill and Melinda Gates, that control the UN, WHO, openly say they want to depopulate brown people. It is absurdist that Apple and Google and Nike have slave factories in China, the worst on the planet, and then lecture white people in America how they're bad to black people. And now all over the world, people are taking knees, trying to overthrow police and put leftists in control. This is a totally sickening, disgusting joke. You ever heard the saying, keep your friends close, enemies closer? Leftists are evil and they divide and conquer people. But at the heart of them is a eugenics-based depopulation operation. Why aren't Black Lives Matter at Cold Springs Harbor in New York, where they run the whole operation trying to topple statues? Why aren't they at the United Nations? Because they're controlled by the UN and being directed by their masters.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
As we're talking about what is causing the spike, is it something we need to be concerned about? Is there a spike in the number of deaths? No. Is there a spike in the number of cases? Yes. And I had a listener send an email to me. I need to correct you on something that you said in your broadcast today. There is an actual spike in cases in Tucson, Arizona. Average people who are working in the medical field are saying that Mexicans are coming through the border, very, very sick, infecting their families that live in America. And so they said there is a spike there in Phoenix. Look, I understand. I mean, if you are sick and you're in Mexico, or maybe even if you're, you know, you're pregnant and you want to get a free abortion, or you want to have an anchor baby, what, you just walk into America, do what you want. I mean, you can go to emergency room in America and you can get free health care. And no matter what happens, you're going to get free health care. I mean, that's part of the borders being wide open in this country. I want to talk about where this is headed, though, in terms of the vaccine, because that really is the phase that you need to be concerned about. You know, President Fauci has his different phases that he and the CDC have put out there. Phase 1, 2, 3, 4, that's the vaccine. And as we look at this, even as we're talking about the masks and how the masks are being used as a piece of tyranny everywhere. Even in Brazil, the president there, Bolsonaro, who has pushed back harder than any other president in terms of this fake narrative. He says, oh, really? Send people in with cameras into the hospitals. Let's see if there really are people in hospitals. He's been watching what's been happening here in America. And we know what happened in America when people went in with cameras. We know that, you know, they're going up by the dozens. We've got, I think yesterday, another 42 hospitals went bankrupt in the middle of a pandemic. We've had people go in, and even in New York, where supposedly, you know, oh, it's ground zero of this thing. In spite of the fact that the emergency field hospital set up by the Army, the hospital ship sent by the Navy, nobody used it. Same thing happened to the hospital ship in California. So they pulled those back. Then you have people go in the hospitals and say, look, there's nothing happening here. Nothing happened there for so long that a lot of the hospitals went bankrupt. A lot of people lost their jobs, being laid off. In North Carolina, we just had the governor extend it. The people who were protesting that early on, a nurse, I covered that live on the, not live, but I covered the video where she said as she was at the protest, she said, oh, I just got a message from the head nurse asking if I can voluntarily take time off because they don't need me. She says, why are we being locked down here when this is happening? We don't even have work to do in the middle of a pandemic. And so the court in Brazil, and it is all political, folks. Just understand this. The court in Brazil is punishing the president of Brazil, Bolsonaro. The judge there ruled that he has to wear a face covering when he goes outside, and if he doesn't, he's going to be fined $387 per day. We'll pay the fine. Or I don't know. I mean, do they have a separation of power? I don't know what the Constitution is there. If that were to happen with President Trump should say, well, you've issued your opinion. Let's see you enforce it. Because that's what the Constitution says, that we have divided powers. And we don't keep divided powers if you don't use your power. If you abdicate your power at the presidency to the Supreme Court over things like DACA, and they tell you, oh, no, we got an executive order from a previous president which actually violated their oath to the Constitution to enforce the laws and so forth. But we're going to let that executive order stand from the Obama administration, but you can't repeal it. And you can't start enforcing the laws of the land. We're not going to let you do that. We're going to keep the executive order from the previous. And President Trump says, oh, okay. Well, gee, that was surprising. No, what was surprising was that you went along with it. But actually, it's not surprising because every president has been doing that pretty much in modern times. But they went on to say, the federal judge said he's going to fine him $387 a day. Brazil, however, is likely to sign a contract this week to produce a trial vaccine produced by Oxford University to guard against the novel coronavirus. Said clinical trials in Brazil for this potential vaccine began this weekend with 3,000 people. They said this is the first country outside of the UK to start testing the vaccine developed at Oxford. And of course, we've got a lot of vaccine candidates everywhere. It's going to be an amazing windfall for whoever gets this. Because, you know, here in the United States, the big push for vaccines has been because of the legal immunity given to the big pharmaceutical companies over vaccine. And it was Fauci who ushered that in 1986, a year after he got put in charge of the infectious diseases branch of the NIH. You can see the pictures of him there with Ronald Reagan standing there as Reagan signed the bill. And so Fauci was there from the very beginning, giving legal immunity to vaccine companies if they harm or kill you with their vaccine. But see, the other countries didn't have that type of nonsense. But they're going to do it now because of coronavirus. We got to give them immunity. And that's one of the big things rolling out about this. Let's take a look at a guinea pig talking about how she is helping to save the world by being a COVID-19 vaccine guinea pig. Video clip number one. This is at the Imperial College. These are the people who, when they write a model, they can't get the same answer twice. I would be pretty afraid.
I barely felt a thing.
Put a vaccine in my arm for most people.
Yeah.
And why have you volunteered for the trial?
I think it came from not really knowing what I could do to help. And this turned out to be something that I could do. And understanding that it's not likely that things will get back to normal until there is a vaccine. So wanting to be part of that progress as well.
Any concerns about safety? It's a very new type of vaccine.
No, none at all. I've been completely put at ease by the staff here.
So you've got to come back in 4 weeks and have another dose?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, second go.
Would it change your behavior now? You might have antibodies in a few weeks. Will it make you behave any differently when you're out in public?
No, it won't. It's been very clear that I should carry on following all the government guidelines, and it won't change anything about my behavior.
Now, she is getting a vaccine pumped in her arm. and she's wearing a mask. This is called cognitive dissonance. With enough propaganda, they can fool you into doing anything. You know, she's so worried about her health that she's wearing a mask. And yet she's going to subject herself to an experimental vaccine that was rushed. In many cases, these things have avoided any animal trials even. And this is at the Imperial College of London, as I said, the same people who produced that stellar piece of modeling that shut down the world, that was used to shut down the world, where they had the presumption that every person is going to infect 2.3 people and that was going to continue forever. There wasn't even going to be a curve. So why did we shut everything down? I mean, they didn't have the curve that you get out of Farr's Law, the bell-shaped curve. No, no, they were just going to go on forever. And you had the epidemiologist, Ioannidis, at Stanford, called him out on that. He said, the assumptions are nonsense, but that was nothing compared to the code. And you're going to let those people produce a vaccine? And you're going to try that vaccine? I mean, this is insanity. But Reuters is all about this today. Reuters is saying, vaccine makers are facing the biggest medical feat in history. Oh, it's a heroic struggle, it is. Yes, it is. Heroic struggle, and it is global. They said, developing a vaccine in record time will be tough. Producing enough to end the pandemic will be the biggest medical manufacturing feat in history. And they go on to lay out some of the issues. One of them, by the way, there's another factor that I didn't know about Moderna's vaccines. Now, Moderna, again, has never produced a pharmaceutical or drug or any or vaccine that has ever been used on humans. Every other pharmaceutical company, and they've got some pretty low standards. They said this is too dangerous an approach because it relies on modifying RNA. But now there's another aspect that comes out in here. They have to keep it in cold storage. What happens if they don't keep it in cold storage? Well, they don't really care because they don't have any liability, right? They have to not only keep it, it's not, and we're not talking about regular refrigerators. You got to keep it at minus 80 degrees Celsius. That's minus 112 degrees Fahrenheit. What happens if you don't maintain it at minus 112 degrees Fahrenheit? Well, I guess we'll find out. All right, we got to take a break. Before we do, folks, we have started our 4th of July super sale. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 33% off. We've got free shipping, double Patriot points. Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 product, is now 50% off. It's been sold out for months, finally back in stock. Free shipping, double Patriot points. Our 4th of July super sale has begun. Many other products discounted and storable food is now back in stock.
We're already into the latter part of June. And of course, most of the country is not completely reopened again. And already Fauci and the UN Bill and Melinda Gates criminal combine are telling us, don't go to Trump rallies. Oh no. But the very same media that promotes that we shouldn't go to Trump rallies is telling us we should go to the Democrat Party, Black Lives Matter, all white people are evil, mind control, brainwashing events. This is the attempted murder of common sense and logic. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to be more politically active than you ever have, because we are going into hardcore United Nations controlled bondage. Major police departments like Los Angeles and Albuquerque, New Mexico are announcing they're going under UN control and turning their, quote, police into community activist organizers. This is just the beginning. Everything's going to accelerate now from this point out. So it's here. No more games. The New World Order has arrived. We were told by the United Nations, we were told by the CDC and Fauci that 2+ million Americans would die, that millions of Europeans would die if we did not do exactly as they said. And it turned out it was all fraud. The models, the testing, taking regular deaths and putting it in the COVID-19 column, all a complete criminal fraud. But none of them are getting sued. None of them are getting prosecuted. None of them are getting in trouble except for Bill Gates. The FDA shut down his factories that are making fake COVID tests that show everyone is positive. And despite that, they're still testing record numbers of people, creating hysteria and saying the number's spiking and why it'll be 200,000 dead by the election. And it's all Trump's fault. And now, oh, China had 40 cases in one city. We've got a lockdown again. Everything's over. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the New World Order teaching us to be total prisoners. Either we expose the COVID hoax or we're all permanently enslaved by it. Your choice.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, vaccines, that's the end game, folks. The end game is mass depopulation, mass shutdown of people. If you don't kill people, you're going to cripple them. And that's what we've seen with this proliferation of vaccines. And that's what these organizations, CEPI, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovation, they are all about vaccines. That's first and foremost. Everything about CEPI is, oh, well, we're a coalition to address epidemic preparedness. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means you get everybody vaccinated. And again, it's funded by Bill Gates and the biopharma executives. When we look at this heroic effort being portrayed by Reuters today, several articles on Reuters today and this morning talking about how this is, oh, from deploying experts amid global travel restrictions to managing extreme storage conditions, even inventing new kinds of vials and syringes for billions of doses. The path is strewn with formidable hurdles, but that's okay because there's a massive pot of gold at the end of this rainbow for the leprechauns that are going to be doing this. And there's no liability. No matter how much they screw up, no matter how much they hurt people, that's okay. We had to rush it to save the world. And, you know, it's going to be a few casualties. Don't worry about that. And, of course, that was all taken care of here in the United States by Fauci back in 1986. They say Colonel Nelson Michael, director of the U.S. Army's Center for Infectious Disease Research, the government's warp speed project to develop vaccine by scale by January, said companies will usually have years to figure this out. But now we got to do it in weeks. No problem. We'll launch this thing, sir. We're ready to do it. This is the biggest logistical challenge the world has ever faced. We'll be looking at vaccinating 60% of the population of the world. Several developers, including frontrunner Moderna, again, remember, I remind you again, Bill Gates gave Moderna $20 million to develop vaccines way back. President Trump has given Moderna $456 million. So Bill Gates gave him 20, Trump gave him 456. Because they can do it fast, and we don't care. They're experimenting with new ways to mitigate the other issue with a Moderna thing. Besides the fact that it's modifying your RNA, and besides the fact that everybody else has said it's too dangerous, and besides the fact that they've never had a drug, they've just run stock market scams. Moderna now says, well, we're going to have to store these things at minus 112 degrees Fahrenheit. You know, it's a couple of years ago, some kids who died instantly in Samoa when they got their MMR vaccine. They arrested the nurses, not the vaccine executives. They arrested the nurses. You had mom go in, and, you know, the kids were like 2 years old, takes the toddler in, gave the toddler an MMR, and kid instantly died. Another mom was there and saw it, and she said, we're leaving. And they took her child away from her and forced the child to get their MMR vaccine, and her child died instantly. It created a bit of a stir in Samoa. The mainstream media here in the United States did not report it. You would only see that in the people that report about vaccines. And, of course, that is heavily censored by mainstream media. And that is censored even more heavily by social media. One of the reasons why I am shadow banned. And when they eventually came back, said, well, what was this? Well, we think that it was improper. It wasn't the manufacturer at all. We're going to say they had absolutely nothing to do with it. We'll hold them harmless. We think that it was not properly stored and refrigerated. And I said, oh, that's a new risk that we didn't realize about vaccines. That's kind of interesting. And now we find that Moderna's vaccines got to not only be refrigerated, but refrigerated at minus 112 degrees Fahrenheit. This is what President Trump is throwing away your money for. Does that piss you off? It makes me fighting mad. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We can't. WeCan'tBreathe.news.
Sunday, June 28th, 2020, at high noon, Texans will travel to the Texas Capitol on the south side and demonstrate against the COVID-19 hoax and expose the fact that wearing the face mask are part of a United Nations edict that is meant to continue to create hysteria and fear and kill the U.S. economy, while at the same time covering up for the NIH and the UN that are actually sending people with communicable diseases to nursing homes during COVID-19 to actually jack up numbers and kill people. We're breaking it all down, have the facts posted at WeCan'tBreathe.news. The evidence, the nurses, the doctors, the scientists, the virologists, exposing that COVID-19 is a tyranny, is a hoax, and is a lie. Only the truth can set us free from this great lie. And the truth is posted right now and needs you to take action by spreading it at WeCan'tBreathe.news.
For more information, go to WeCan'tBreathe.news today.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, let's talk vaccine, because there is a warp speed effort that is being cheered on by Reuters. They got quite a bit of press dedicated to the rush to get vaccines out and to manufacture them in quantity. Reuters this morning, exclusive. Vaccine Alliance finds manufacturing capacity for 4 billion doses of coronavirus vaccines. They're getting pretty close to getting one for every person on the planet. They got one of these vials of poison out there with your name on it, name of your children on it. Do you have any ammunition? I tell you what, you start trying to stick those vaccines in me and I'm going to start sending some lead your way. That's how I feel about this. And it makes me so angry to see President Trump funding this thing at astronomical speed and money level. Let's talk about what is really involved in this? Because they did an extensive article talking about the logistics and the engineering issues that they're facing. Let me tell you, these engineering issues should raise medical concerns for you as well. I mentioned the fact that Moderna's experimental and dangerous vaccine, and it is dangerous. The very fundamental idea has been rejected by every other drug company. But because they said they could do it quickly, President Trump gave them the lion's share of the money and put their the vaccine executive that is on their board of directors, Moncef Slaoui, made him the vaccine czar. He's going to get to help to pick the winner. Oh, I'm sure that they won't have an inside track on that either, right? And they have to figure out how they're going to manufacture these things by the hundreds of millions or billions and then still store them at minus 112 degrees Fahrenheit, because if they don't, you could die. I just mentioned at the top of the hour, you had a couple of kids that died in Samoa instantly after getting an MMR vaccine, and they ultimately said, well, it was because they weren't refrigerated properly. Maybe that really was true. Did you know that they have to be refrigerated like that? Well, now you do know. Minus 112 degrees Fahrenheit for the Moderna vaccine. They said, by setting up massive clinical trials involving 10 to 30,000 volunteers per vaccine, scientists hope to get an answer on whether the vaccine works. I played for you in the last hour some airhead in the UK who is laying down her life to end this pandemic. There she is, going to the Imperial College of London to get it, of all places. Seth Berkley, chief executive of the Gavi Vaccines Alliance. Have you heard that before? Yeah, we talked about that before. The Global Alliance for Vaccines. Its primary funder is Bill Gates. But, of course, it also gets money from the World Health Organization. It was created back in 2000. They said, in reality, the world is unlikely to go straight from having zero vaccines to having enough doses for everyone. See, that's the issue. How do we get everybody shot with this stuff? Well, it's likely to be a tailored approach to start with. We're looking to have something like 1 to 2 billion doses of the vaccine the first year. We'll spread it out over the world population. They partnered with the U.S. government on a $1 billion investment to speed development and production of its vaccine. That's another company, Gavi. I'm sorry, that was Gavi. This is J&J that is partnering with the U.S. government for the $1 billion investment on R&D and manufacturing. Even before it's proven to work, says Reuters. Isn't that great? Isn't it a virtue that we can start ramping up to produce this stuff even though we don't know that it works? Even though we don't know that it harms people? We don't care. That is the narrative that they've been able to sell to people because they have a monopoly on information. And we have now a new information war that operates like a blitzkrieg. And we've seen massive, in the last 100 days, we've seen two massive fronts on the blitzkrieg information war. First, the COVID panic, and then the Black Lives Matter blitzkrieg of information war over George Floyd. Nobody ever mentions his name that much anymore. No. This has moved on. But it is a cause. It is a cause. When you look at these, never before in history has so much vaccine been developed at the same time. So the capacity doesn't even exist, said J&J's chief scientific officer. But they're working on this. There's a company called Emergent. They have a manufacturing plant in Bayview, Maryland. They can accommodate four vaccines in parallel using different manufacturing platforms and equipment. They were funded by the U.S. government in 2012. The plant includes single-use disposable bioreactor equipment featuring plastic bags rather than stainless steel fermentation equipment. They said as well as working with J&J, New Jersey-based Catalent signed a deal with British drug maker AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca already got $1.2 billion from the Trump administration to manufacture 300 million doses of whatever it is, the mystery vaccine. The mystery panacea. So you had a pandemic, and now we got a panacea. We just don't know where it is yet or which one of these guys is going to get the fortune. I guess they're still, you know, negotiating behind closed doors as to who can pay off the politicians to approve this the most. It has ordered high-speed vial-filling equipment to boost output at its Indiana plant, where it's also hiring an additional 300 workers. See, some people are getting jobs. See, isn't that great? Isn't that great? We've already got the economy going again. Isn't that wonderful? To save glass, companies plan to use larger vials of 5 to 20 doses, but this raises a new problem, like waste, if not all the doses are used before the vaccine spoils. Yeah, and then, you know, we're using plastic, too. I mean, think about the oceans and the environment. You know, what are we going to do with the, you know, after we throw this poison out there in the ocean? Packed in plastic? I mean, we could kill some wildlife out there. Now, you and your babies, don't worry about that. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Department of Defense. The Department of Defense. The Department of Defense. DARPA, the same people who created the Internet. Now in control of all the information that you see in here and use that to track you. They're also funding autonomous cars and killer robots and vaccine programs, and they have their mind-reading programs and stuff. Nothing to see. It's all for your safety, of course, right? It's all for your safety. Well, the Department of Defense has awarded ApiJet Systems up to $138 million to upgrade its facilities to be able to make up to 100 million plastic pre-filled syringes by the end of the year. These are the people who were freaking out last year over plastic straws. But now, we're going to spend billions on 100 million plastic pre-filled syringes to inject poison into your arms. As many as 600 million by 2021. Silicon dioxide materials science is meanwhile ramping up capacity of plastic vials with a glass lining. And they will be stable at ultra-low temperatures. Well, you can bring us down to minus 196 Celsius, which none of the vaccines need, actually. You can throw it against the wall and it doesn't break. Our founder has done that. He's thrown frozen vials at me. Oh, that's great. That's great. Isn't that good? I'm glad to know that they've tested it for safety. See, you know, we've done all the safety testing. I can throw these things, I can freeze them, and I can throw them against the wall. And the wall is fine. Give me your arm. And of course, I guess the next thing they'll do is they'll shoot these frozen vials at airplanes to see if the windows hold up, right? More safety testing. You know, they used to do that with turkeys to test to make sure they could take a bird hit. And then some doofus used frozen turkeys, and somehow it didn't hold up. The windows didn't. I got a little bit more to say about this. And we're going to talk about NUSCAR, the NUSCAR races, the NUSCAR races that are happening here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
United Nations is publicly depopulating Africa and many other third world sectors of the world. Bill and Melinda Gates, that control the UN, WHO, openly say they want to depopulate brown people. It is absurdist that Apple and Google and Nike have slave factories in China, the worst on the planet, and then lecture white people in America how they're bad to black people. And now all over the world, people are taking knees, trying to overthrow police and put leftists in control. This is a totally sickening, disgusting joke. You ever heard the saying, keep your friends close, enemies closer? Leftists are evil and they divide and conquer people. But at the heart of them is a eugenics-based depopulation operation. Why aren't Black Lives Matter at Cold Springs Harbor in New York, where they run the whole operation trying to topple statues? Why aren't they at the United Nations? Because they're controlled by the UN and being directed by their masters. The globalists want us domesticated. They want us inside our homes, watching our televisions, and being controlled by our, quote, smartphones. Everybody knows this. It's their admitted goal. We've had whistleblowers from Facebook, Twitter, and Google go public and say, at the highest levels, their job is to make you neurotic, destroy your mind, and take over your life. And now the COVID hysteria is all about that. I recently had a woman in the street while I was with my youngest daughter, and my daughter walked close to her and she said, get away 6 feet, and gave her a super ugly look. This, ladies and gentlemen, is mental illness. My daughter walking 4 feet from some old woman is not a crime. The old woman's mental illness is the crime if we give in to it.
This is total and complete mind control. We must expose the COVID hoax now. They are going to continue to clamp down using this. It's a UN Bill Gates plan. They've been proven to be criminal liars, and they must be defeated. They must be exposed.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Newsbusters.
Something weird, and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
Newsbusters. All right, yeah, they've got a new branch, evidently, the FBI. They've got a newsbuster squad. They got operators standing by, and they are ready to believe you. All we're missing is a name for this new squad of FBI newsbusters. I suggest that we could kind of, I don't know, put BLM in there some way and FBI in there some. I got it. We call them FLBM. It BLM, right? I think we ought to. That'd be a great name, FBLM. Hey, you think you saw a newsbuster? Hey, Buster, you saw a news? FBLM. Okay, so we've got the Babylon Bee story as everybody is laughing at the latest Jussie Smollett story about nooses. Babylon Bee says, man horrified as kids give him a noose for Father's Day. His family gave him several racist symbols for Father's Day, each of them having given him a noose. I was literally shaking, said Carson, a white progressive. It was a clear message, plain and simple. We hate you because of your skin color. Well, I mean, not my skin color, but I'm offended on behalf of some people somewhere who might have been offended by this. So he called the FBI to investigate. He must have called newsbusters. After a thorough search of his house, they determined the nooses were actually neckties. Although, I'm sure in the official report, like they did for Bubba and Noose Car, I'm sure they put in the official report that these neckties were fashioned in a manner like a noose. And unlike the garage door pull, if you actually pull on that necktie, it will get tighter around your neck. I can guarantee you that. That's the way I tie mine anyway. I know a noose when I see one. This was a loop that goes around a human's neck for no other purpose than to send a racist dog whistle to my oppressors. It was literally violence, said Carson, the white progressive. As a matter of fact, I had, when I talked about that yesterday, you know, I did a report on it on Monday, and I put the story out. I said, no noose is good news. I said he didn't have a noose, and neither, of course, did the Oakland mayor, Libby, liberal Libby. We had her picture on there instead of Bubba's, but I called it from the very beginning. I called it on the weekend, but I reported on it first thing on Monday morning. While the other people were saying at CNN, oh, this is just more evidence of why we have to eradicate America. America is just such a hateful place. The racism is just so ingrained in us. And I said, well, you know, there's no pictures of it. There's the picture of the garage door pull. You see something scary in your neighborhood? Who are you going to call? Newsbusters, there you go. Oh, it's fashioned like a noose. How about that? And so as I pointed out yesterday, I retweeted that Monday clip. I said, I called it on Monday. One guy says, oh, so many nooses, and in a reply, and he puts up a picture of all the different types of knots that you can tie for nautical purposes. And I said, well, next, you're going to be accused of having extremist ties. I said, in fact, I wear ties around my neck. That means I must be an extremist. And here, I think, is one of the most, the reason to continue to look at this is because what it tells us about the FBI, the newsbuster squad, who's ready to believe you, no matter how absurd the charge. And no matter, you know, when you look at the swings that were in Oakland, there were obviously swings. I mean, there's a rope that came down and it had a piece of wood that you could swing on. It was not something that was going to choke you, even if you stuck your head in there. And so as Matt Walsh points out, he said the FBI sent 15 agents to investigate Bubba's noose car claim. And this happened while you had violent insurrections tearing the country apart. That was what they were preoccupied with. The very idea that some racist with ninja-like abilities, writes Walsh, managed to sneak into a highly secure area, evading cameras and security guards, and plant a noose in a noose car driver's stall was hard to believe on its face, and yet add to the fact that these noose stories are almost always hoaxes or misinterpretations. The outrage and the drama that you see each one of these times over absolutely nothing. But the left isn't willing to give up. They never are, no matter it's a swing with a piece of wood at the bottom of it. If it's got a rope and it's hanging from a tree, it's a noose. And we're going to continue, even after the black man came out and said, we did it. Oh, no, we're going to continue and investigate this hate crime. We're going to get to the bottom of this. They will never let these things go because it's all about politics. It's not about racism. Charlatans, as Walsh writes, charlatans like Al Sharpton were on TV early, implying that the pull-down rope on the garage door might still be a hate crime, and it might still require additional investigation, like the swings in Oakland. Bubba Wallace attended what turned into a televised therapy session with Don Lemon last night, while admitting that it probably wasn't a hate crime. He maintained that the rope was tied like a noose. They'd never seen a rope like that in a garage before in his life. And, of course, like his mother has pointed out, he'd never had a problem with the Confederate flag before. She said, how did my son turn into a dang activist? He used to always just be concerned about racing cars. Of course, he didn't win any races. He won one truck race, and then the noose car people brought him in so that he could be used to virtue signal to corporate sponsors. I'm assuming, like, you know, Apple and Google, that it was now safe to advertise there. So for the record, it was not a literal noose, writes Walsh. Noose car's official statement, citing the FBI's finding, states that it was a rope fashioned like a noose, which is short of calling it an actual noose. An actual noose closes when you apply pressure to it. That's the whole point. So if you try shutting a heavy garage door with a noose, you'll be rewarded with a broken hand. It's hard to fathom that anyone in noose car would have mistaken a garage pole for a true noose. Nevertheless, noose car advanced the hate crime narrative before completing the investigation. They were pushing it. That's why we call them noose car, and they should be called noose car from here on out. The real headline to come out of this fiasco, however, can't be found in the first paragraph of the FBI's statement. On Monday, quote, 15 FBI special agents conducted numerous interviews regarding the situation at Talladega Superspeedway. 15 agents, he asked? The government sent 15 agents to investigate a rope in a garage? Did they have somebody dusting for fingerprints or taking DNA samples? I simply can't imagine how 15 federal agents managed to occupy themselves in a garage door for 2 days. Let me tell you something. We're talking about this. Let's defund the police. Let's change the police. Let's reduce the police size. I think we need to start a defund the FBI, especially when you look at what they've been doing to General Flynn and others for years. And when you look at what NASCAR is doing, NASCAR. We look at what they're doing. You know, they went ahead and they had their Talladega thing. And this is a stadium where they have 80,000 people. And said, well, you know, we're not going to let more than 5,000, you know, because of COVID-19. That's about 6% of what that place will hold. Do you think that maybe they thought that they were going to have a small crowd after they threw their supporters under the bus to pander to corporate political correctness so they could get more money and more sponsors, as if they didn't have enough? I mean, NASCAR is known for having sponsors all over the jumpsuit, but you can never have enough money, can you? Especially when you're NASCAR. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
WeCan'tBreathe.news. The majority of the population knows COVID-19 is a power grab and a medical tyranny hoax. But big tech is censoring hundreds and hundreds of prominent doctors, virologists, scientists, and nurses that are exposing what's really going on and how they're killing people by intubating them and then covering it up, claiming it was COVID. This is so diabolical, but we can stop it. Even if big tech censors us, we still have banned on video. We still have the key website, WeCan'tBreathe.news. We're the science and the real
facts are posted that Fauci and the UN hope nobody gets to see. But they can't stop you. So share those links to WeCan'tBreathe.news and Band.video and join me this Sunday, the 28th, in downtown Austin at the south side of the Capitol, where we're going to protest this and then march to the nearby governor's mansion. Don't lay down to this tyranny. Take action and say no to the COVID-19 lockdown martial law. We're breaking it all down, have the facts posted at WeCan'tBreathe.news. BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus, now 50% off.
WeCan'tBreathe.news.
Sunday, June 28th, 2020, at high noon, Texans will travel to the Texas Capitol on the south side and demonstrate against the COVID-19 hoax and expose the fact that wearing the face mask are part of a United Nations edict that is meant to continue to create hysteria and fear and kill the U.S. economy, while at the same time covering up for the NIH and the UN that are actually sending people with communicable diseases to nursing homes during COVID-19 to actually jack up numbers and kill people. We're breaking it all down, have the facts posted at WeCan'tBreathe.news. The evidence, the nurses, the doctors, the scientists, the virologists exposing that COVID-19 is a tyranny, is a hoax, and is a lie. Only the truth can set us free from this great lie. And the truth is posted right now and needs you to take action by spreading it at WeCan'tBreathe.news.
For more information, go to WeCan'tBreathe.news. Today.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's your move. And now, The David Knight Show.
Yeah, isn't it amazing that the FBI sent 15 special agents? I guess all their agents are special. They're all above average. They all come from Lake Wobegon, right? They sent special agents to investigate the noose at Noose Car. Maybe these special agents need to go to a special ed teacher or something. I mean, it's Inspector Clouseau's. And Bubba Wallace, so fearless, that guy. Well, he's taking on the entire NASCAR crowd. He says to the crowd at Talladega, quote, "You're not going to take away my smile." Yeah. All you racist out there, we're going to have our races anyway at NASCAR. Yeah, he and the NASCAR Corporation are laughing all the way to the bank with their little virtue signaling games that they're doing, you know, the Confederate flag and their phony nooses and all this other kind of stuff. And they're going to be able to get all the big sponsors. I imagine, you know, they'll be able to get Apple computer to sponsor a car just in no time. I'm predicting that. I'm predicting it. It'll probably be in honor of Tim Cook. They'll probably paint it pink or rainbow or something. And then they'll put a big apple on there. And, of course, you know, I talked about him being on CNN with Don Lemon, showing, you know, how, as one person pointed out, it was kind of a therapy session that was going on. I didn't play the clip. Let's play the clip. There you go. There you go. They're already on it. So, yeah, I guess that was part of it. You know, hey, we're going to have to stop sponsoring this stuff if you don't get rid, if you don't start virtue signaling appropriately. Yeah, news car. Okay, let's play the clip from CNN when he goes on with Don Lemon for the psychotherapy session. Go ahead, roll it.
Have you seen ropes like that hanging from garages? Is that typical?
Don, the image that I have and I have seen of what was hanging in my garage is not a garage pool.
I guess in his garage is as a highly paid NASCAR driver. He's got electric hundreds of garage door opener
that never had garage pools like that. So people that want to call it a garage pool and put out old videos and photos of knots being in their as their evidence. Go ahead, but from the evidence that we have. It's a straight up noose. The FBI stated it was a noose over and over again. NASCAR leadership has stated that it was a noose. I can confirm that. I actually got evidence of what was hanging in my garage.
No, that's just exactly the opposite. Guys,
to confirm that it was a noose and never seen anything like it. It's not something I talked to my crew chief about. I said, is this something like, I wanted to make sure we weren't jumping the gun. And I said, this isn't a knot. This isn't just a regular old what you call it. He's like, Bubba, this isn't something that can be done within a second of just tying a knot and being on the way. This is something that took time.
So what are you saying here? Are you saying that you don't believe? Do you believe that it was intended for you in that way? Or are you... What are you saying here?
It was a noose. It was a noose that was whether tied in 2019 or whatever. It was a noose. So
yeah, they were also able to predict.
That's what I
obviously
saying.
This is some kind of witchcraft or something here going on. Yeah, they call the people in the Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizards. They can, you know, get the crystal ball out. They know that he's going to be in that garage a year later, or like I said, you know, they got a ninja that goes in there. No, I mean, you see something strange in your neighborhood. Who are you going to call, Noosebusters? See something strange? Don't look good? You call Noosebusters. That's right. I ain't afraid of no noose. That's what he told the Talladega people. You know, we've had a lot of different hoaxes with this. As Breitbart lists them, you know, we had the DC noose hoax. And it turned out to be a rope that was used to move equipment. There was the University of Delaware noose hoax. Turned out to be hangers for tree lanterns. There was a very recent Oakland noose hoax, turned out to be exercise ropes, put up by a black man who explained it, but then that wasn't good enough for the liberal mayor of Oakland. She's still going to continue, and Bubba and NewsCar are still going to maintain that it is a hate crime. Which brings us to the FBI and what we're learning about General Flynn, as well as the validation now, as they have finally, as this thing has collapsed in a heap of lies, after 3 years and after bankrupting General Flynn's life, now we are getting some additional text messages from Peter Strzok that show that we were right all along when we told you that this thing originated not even with Comey. It originated with Obama and Biden. That's right. Verifies it now. More documentary evidence that this whole thing was done by Obama and Biden. First of all, what happened with General Flynn and where does he stand at this moment? I think he's out of the woods. Technically, there's something else that can be done. But if you look at the order as one lawyer has analyzed it, he said that this judge did an epic job of shutting this thing down. And even if they want to try to take this to the appeals court, it isn't going to go anywhere. He completely demolished the argument from these politicized judges. A U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit prevented the Michael Flynn case from becoming a new investigation of the Trump administration yesterday when it granted a writ of mandamus requiring a lower court to dismiss charges against him. And I hope I pronounced that right. I'm not a lawyer, but anyway, if you are, forgive me if I said it wrong. A 2-1 decision, and the decision was written by Judge Naomi Rao, who noted that the lower court judge, Emmett Sullivan, the highly politicized Obama hack, presiding in the Flynn case, had opened the door to an entirely new investigation by inviting retired Judge John Gleason to file a friend to the court brief. Gleason, said Rao, had demanded the ability to investigate the Justice Department as well. And unless the decision is appealed to a full panel of the D.C. Circuit, it will end the legal troubles of General Flynn that have been going on now for more than 3 years. Now, is that going to happen? You have Zero Hedge getting the collecting the tweets of a Missouri appellate attorney, John Reeves. He says that the decision that was written there by Rao thoroughly demolishes, quote unquote, a dissenting opinion by Judge Robert Wilkins. He was the one out of the three judges who said, no, I think we ought to keep going. And he said it was so off base that he shot himself in the foot when it comes to defense of that. He also says, and he's written filings for the U.S. Supreme Court cases, and he unpacks this decision. He calls it an outstanding decision. He says it thoroughly demolishes a dissenting opinion as this one. I don't think I've ever seen a non-U.S. Supreme Court appellate decision that so thoroughly demolishes a dissenting opinion as this one. Judge Rao could not have done better in writing the opinion, and it should be required law school reading. Judge Wilkinson's dissenting opinion is so far off the mark that I believe he has shot himself in the foot for the purposes of review. The D.C. Circuit will vote against it, any kind of review. So hopefully it looks like that is over for General Flynn. Now, what was discovered? At the last minute, we get more emails from Peter Strzok. Oh, you thought you had all of those emails? I mean, they even had an off-Broadway show. Remember when we had public events and stuff like that? Yeah, they did a short off-Broadway show where they read the two transcripts. Pretty funny to hear the transcripts read by a couple of actors on stage. The emails back and forth between Strzok and Page. The belated discovery of notes that go back to January of 2017 raises troubling new questions about whether Obama and Biden were coordinating efforts during their final days in office to investigate Trump's national security advisor, Michael Flynn, even as the FBI wanted to shut down the case. We'll talk more about this part of it when we come back. You know, just like the FBI goes, sends 15 agents to the garage to look at the door pull. That's not a noose. And Newscar wants to keep that going. Well, the Obama administration and other elements inside the FBI eventually wanted to keep this thing going, even though the initial FBI agents said there's nothing here. We'll be right back.
We're already to the latter part of June. And of course, most of the country is not completely reopened again. And already Fauci and the UN Bill and Melinda Gates criminal combine are telling us, don't go to Trump rallies. Oh, no. But the very same media that promotes that we shouldn't go to Trump rallies is telling us we should go to the Democrat Party, Black Lives Matter, all white people are evil, mind control, brainwashing events. This is the attempted murder of common sense and logic. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to be more politically active than you ever have, because we are going into hardcore United Nations controlled bondage. Major police departments like Los Angeles and Albuquerque, New Mexico are announcing they're going under UN control and turning their, quote, police into community activist organizers. This is just the beginning. Everything's going to accelerate now from this point out. So it's here. No more games. The New World Order has arrived.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's
know, great at work, but this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. And we're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and in some ways even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 Nascent Iodine for yourself.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The AlexaPure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the AlexaPure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the AlexaPure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Take a deeper look at what these new revelations tied to the Flynn case. And again, it just shows how corrupt our government is. And it shows how somebody's life can be ruined. It shows why we don't really have jury trials anymore. The government can put pressure on you in so many different ways. They can threaten you. They can drum up fake charges. And in this particular case, because it was highly politicized, they were threatening General Flynn's son to drag him in. That was the point at which he went ahead and signed the fake confession. And then when he finally got a good lawyer who wasn't going to throw him under the bus, Sidney Powell, I think was her name, started doing discovery, and of course they started hiding all this information. And now we've had some additional information that gets brought out. It wasn't simply about trying to lock up General Flynn. It was also about protecting Obama and Biden. And this is starting to get peeled out now. Finally, we're going to talk more about that. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to tell you about our 4th of July super sale that we've now started. We have free shipping and double Patriot points on everything at the store. And we are adding new sales as we go day by day. And we began with Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 formula. That was 50% off. And now, even though it's been sold out for months, we now have Winter Sun now back in stock. Winter Sun, our vitamin D formula. Winter Sun Plus, 50% off. And folks, you know, we talk about this at the beginning of the program. I was saying, well, you know, all these people, well, was it We've had a spike in the different states. Is it because we're doing more testing? Is it because we've got people that are allowed to go out in the streets and do whatever they want, and they don't have to worry about any of the mask or social distancing rules or quarantine or any of this other kind of stuff? So has all that stuff been fake? Has it been helpful or whatever? And then I think the real answer lies in the fact that it was the worst in the places where people are locked down the most. I think getting out in the sun and being outside, not staying cooped up, it not only helps you mentally, but it also helps you physically. And one of the reasons it helps you physically is because of vitamin D. As a matter of fact, at the beginning of all of this, I was talking about how you have numerous sources. You have both the former head of the CDC as well as one of the current scientists at the NIH. And it's very unusual for these people to actually talk about natural supplements, but both of them were. They were talking about vitamin D. As Dr. John C. Umha said, March 25th, 2020, as this thing was beginning, as a public health specialist at the National Institutes of Health, I outlined how a lack of sun-induced vitamin D in the winter and early spring leads to epidemic acute respiratory infections. And this includes things, viruses like COVID-19. He said, what we have found is groups with low vitamin D levels, the obese, the elderly, those with dark skin, may require 5,000 international units of vitamin D each day in order to protect against viral respiratory infection. When they talked about it, and they talked about other immune diseases, I said, you know, it's not only that. It's not only being able to fight off a virus or bacteria. They found a correlation between people who have various immune deficiency diseases. They said, we found that people who are suffering from immune disease typically have a deficiency of vitamin D. And then when we supplement that, we find that those symptoms are helped. And so it is very much the thing. It's not really a vitamin. It's actually kind of a hormone. And so that's one of the reasons why we call it winter sun, is because a lot of people don't get sufficient vitamin D during the winter or even during the summer if they listen to the guidelines from Fauci to stay locked indoors. And so it's very vital for your immune health. And now Winter Sun Plus is now back in stock. It's been sold out for months because of the COVID-19. It's now back in stock and 50% off. Also, DNA Force Plus, 50% off, which has been sold out for months. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping and double Patriot points. And we'll be adding more products to the list as the 4th of July special rolls out. All right, let's get back to what's going on with the FBI. The FBI. The people, if you remember, you had J. Edgar Hoover, that sterling character of a man. He had dossiers on everybody. He was blackmailing everybody. And Truman said, the FBI is trending towards a Gestapo, right? Well, what are they up to now? 60 years later. 80 years later, I guess. Yeah, that was back in the 40s. The Justice Department says that these notes that were recently found from Peter Strzok, they didn't know they were there. You know, I thought we had a document dump. As I said, we did plays on it, the whole bit. The Justice Department said the notes were written between January the 3rd through the 5th, 2017, the very weekend that the FBI agent who had investigated Flynn's ties to Russia for 5 months recommended that the case be closed because there was, quote, no derogatory, unquote, evidence that he committed a crime or posed a counterintelligence threat. The FBI supervisors, however, overruled his recommendation. And not only that, Strzok's notes appear to quote then FBI Director James Comey suggesting that Flynn's intercepted calls with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak appear legitimate. But he had other people who had other ideas. They wanted an insurance policy. And again, as we said, this is all going back to the Obama administration. And now we see in some of these release notes, this is the one I said that was January the 3rd through the 5th, 2017. Here's one of the notes, a discussion between Obama, Comey, Yates, Biden, and Susan Rice. Susan Rice. Biden says, Logan Act, which is what they wound up trying to come after him with. They're talking about that being the basis of it. You know, Logan Act, that's where you have a private citizen meeting with foreign people, which is basically what you had J. John Kerry do after he left the government? He did violate the Logan Act. All of these Bilderberg meetings are violations of the Logan Act, but they always seem to look the other way. Nevertheless, Biden says Logan Act. Obama says have the right people on the Flynn case. Comey said the Flynn-Kislyak calls appear to be legit. Got it? Biden wants the Logan Act. Obama wants the right people on this. And Comey says, well, I don't know. There doesn't seem to be anything here, which is what the agent on the case said. Joe Biden, however, said May 2020, I was never part or had any knowledge of any criminal investigation into Flynn while I was in office, period. Not a single time. And yet, he's now been proven, documented to be a liar by these newly released Strzok notes. These people were conspiring in a coup to attack the Trump administration, General Flynn specifically. And it is not just Biden, as the Gateway Pundit points out. Obama's DAG, Sally Yates, also likely lied about her knowledge of the General Flynn setup. She was also at that meeting, as I pointed out. So when we look at Sally Yates, who was also instrumental in the early coup attempts, the Strzok notes show that not only did Biden want to invoke the Logan Act, Strzok also noted that Obama directly ordered an investigation into Flynn, saying, have the right people on the case. Then FBI Director James Comey, as I said, this appears to be legit. Strzok's notes, believed to be of January the 4th, 2017, reveal that former President Obama, James Comey, Sally Yates, Joe Biden, and apparently Susan Rice all discussed this. Obama himself directed the right people to investigate Flynn. And so it's going to also involve Sally Yates, who lied about her investigation into the cover-up. And now the question is, did the current FBI director, Christopher Wray, hide this information until now? Has he been doing a cover-up? He was asked this on Fox News. Brett Baer asked him, were you responsible for holding back from Congress some of that stuff that's just come out? Because remember, this is supposed to be the Strzok emails, the Strzok page emails. And now we're just getting some more of them that are very, very incriminating to Biden, to Obama, to Sally Yates, who is at the center of all these dirty tricks. He said, well, I think we've tried very, very hard to be transparent and cooperative with all the relevant congressional committees. In other words, as Gateway Pundit puts it, and I agree with him, he was just dodging the question. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a look at other political news, election news. We're going to take a look at what's going on, the attacks that were being escalated against Roger Stone this week as well. Absolutely reprehensible. Was Roger Stone treated differently? Oh, yes, he was. SWAT teams, perp walks, coordinated with CNN. Yeah, he was treated very differently. Very differently. The only thing he did wrong was he didn't throw President Trump under the bus. But, of course, that was not mutual, was it?
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing, they're cutting edge, you love them, I love them, and they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, you know, the news yesterday, I didn't get to it. Talk about Roger Stone. AP News, Politico, all the mainstream, left-wing, propaganda press, pushing very hard that a federal prosecutor says that Trump ally Roger Stone was, quote, treated differently. Oh, you bet he was. You bet he was. Look at how deferential they were. And we've talked about this from the very beginning. You know, they go to Hillary Clinton after she had violated national security law, blatantly violated national security law. Putting everything on a private server as if she couldn't read the national security documents that she had signed. And then they go to investigate and her people, their crowdsource, say, oh, no, 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 there's nothing there. We've looked at it. You can go away. And the FBI just says, oh, okay. All right. That's fine. There's nothing to see here. These are not the droids that we're looking for. You know, Obi-Wan comes out from the CrowdStrike and says, like, go away. I say, all right, we'll do that. But no, you know, for Roger, for Manafort and stuff, you get the perp walks, you get the SWAT team treatment. They got Manafort in prison. They put him in solitary, over a conviction over a financial crime. Roger, on the other hand, what did he do? Well, gee, you know, he didn't even do what they said he did. And what they say he did was not anything that anybody should go to jail for. And when we look at this, what is he being persecuted for? He's being persecuted because they wanted to use him as leverage. They figured if they brought up charges against him, that he would flip on Trump, lie about Trump like we're seeing Bolton doing, so they could come after President Trump. And he didn't do that. He didn't lie, lie for them. And so they decided that they would get even with him. They would punish him. And President Trump has kept his distance, quite frankly. So much for doing the right thing, regardless of what the personal consequences are, right? That's what I look for in a leader. I don't see that being done here. Instead, I see a self-serving politician without any principles and without any loyalty to anybody, quite frankly. But that's exactly what we've come to expect. Prosecutor said he was pressured. Well, okay. I guess maybe they also pressured people not to show any of the documents about the conspiracy that Obama and Biden had going. And as Politico puts it, it is stunningly rare in a public rebuke of the Department of Justice. Is it really stunningly rare this day and age to see politicized charges and lies being thrown out, especially about President Trump? And anybody associated with him in any way whatsoever? Is it stunningly rare? Or is it obnoxiously common to see a public coup being done over absurd issues? This is exactly what is happening. When we look at the election here, if you want to know where this is coming from, and it is coming not just from the Democrats, it's coming from the military-industrial complex. The people who are behind the censorship of most conservatives. The people who are behind the infrastructure that is set up to control what you see and hear and what you speak. see no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil on social media and track everything that you do. That's DARPA, the military industrial complex. Same people who've given us unending multiple wars. President Trump will now be the second president to have had multiple wars going on his entire presidency. That nearly happened with George W. Bush. He got a little bit of a late start. You know, they had to engineer it. And then Obama kept them and expanded them. And now you've got officials that were with the Bush administration, Republicans, oh my, imagine that, who are going to back Biden. Yeah, these are the Republicans who were pushing the Iraq war, like Bolton.
We can't breathe. News. The majority of the population knows COVID-19 is a power grab and a medical tyranny hoax. But big tech is censoring hundreds and hundreds of prominent doctors, virologists, scientists, and nurses that are exposing what's really going on and how they're killing people by intubating them and then covering it up, claiming it was COVID. This is so diabolical, but we can stop it. Even if big tech censors us, we still have banned on video. We still have the key website, wecan'tbreathe.news. Where the science and the real facts are posted that Fauci and the UN hope nobody gets to see. But they can't stop you. So share those links to wecan'tbreathe.news and band.video and join me this Sunday, the 28th, in downtown Austin at the south side of the Capitol, where we're going to protest this and then march to the nearby governor's mansion. Don't lay down to this tyranny. Take action and say no to the COVID-19 lockdown martial law. We're breaking it all down, have the facts posted at wecan'tbreathe.news.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Okay, so we're talking about Republican and Democrat politics here. We have some bipartisan agreement. Yes, Republicans and Democrats do not like President Trump, especially the military-industrial complex Republicans. These are people who have been national security officials under Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and Shrub, George W. Bush. They are now talking about how they're going to back Joe Biden in the upcoming election. And it's going to include Robert Blackwell, who was U.S. National Security Council deputy for Iraq from 2003 to 2004. Seriously? You got any credibility at all? In charge of Iraq policy? Mission accomplished. Well, now they got a new mission to get President Trump out of office. Absolutely amazing what these people, what losers they are. You know, the delegates are now being told to stay home from the Democrat coronation in Milwaukee of all places. Yeah, you don't want to get too many Democrats in one area in Milwaukee. They'll start setting things on fire, right? They might pull down and burn any American flags, or even if they've got red, white, and blue balloons, they'll probably start puncturing them. So just stay home. Just stay home. We'll take care of the imagery here. Meanwhile, it may actually look like this. You've actually had some political officials say there may be a televised debate where the two individuals are, you know, where Biden is in his basement as part of the debate. That actually may happen because he's still in the basement, still hiding out in the basement. Absolutely amazing. And we got a clip of this as you have Biden joining him in the broadcast. It's amazing to look at Obama's face as Biden is doing a virtual fundraiser. They got about 120,000 people total to look at this fundraiser. Amazing how small the audience is for something like this. But anyway, let's show you what Obama looks like as Joe Biden does his rambling thing. Go ahead.
Mass migration, disruptive impacts of technology, strengthen the global health security, stop the Cold War future that we're talking about. We're talking about a peaceful Cold War. What are we talking about?
Person I feel sorry for is a woman who's doing the signing in over on the side. Do you think that the deaf people who are watching her translate Joe Biden into sign language, do you think that they're sitting there shaking their heads and just saying, because they can't believe that Joe Biden would be that far gone. And so they probably just think she doesn't know what she's doing. This is absolutely the worst sign person they've ever had for one of these. You would think that the Democrat Party could get somebody to the proper sign. There we go. That's a good meme right there. Yeah, Joe Biden being held up by very feebly punching a bag with President Trump on it, being supported from behind by Barack Obama. And then we got another clip from this as they have the questions were pre-recorded. And just to show you that they hadn't already fed the answers to Joe Biden, or maybe they did and he just forgot what they were. But he did forget that he's talking to a recording. Let's play a little bit of that. You get a pre-recorded question.
I think we have a question coming up now from someone else. Is that true? Am I correct?
Hi, President Obama, MVP Biden. My name is Flor Garcia. I'm from Seattle, Washington. My question to you is, what are you going to do to make the healthcare system more accessible to people of color?
You're an ICU nurse, aren't you? Is that what I was told? Well, the answer is, I think this pandemic is...
Yeah, she's not replying. Sorry. He tries to engage her. This is a preview of what the debate is likely to look like. As a matter of fact, President Trump wanted more than three debates because, you know, I mean, how could you not want to do as many debates as possible with Joe Biden? And they said no. They said no. They're not going to do more than three. Three is really kind of stretching it for Joe. It's, he's going to have to be doing some more of that, you know, punching bag with, being held up there. One of the things that I think is hopeful, a couple of things I think are hopeful that came out of the elections on Tuesday. In North Carolina, we had a guy. Now, this is being portrayed by a lot of people as saying, oh, look, this is a defeat for President Trump. Well, I wouldn't look at it that way. I would say that the guy who was chosen in the district to replace Mark Meadows, and again, Mark Meadows was a congressman from North Carolina. He was good in Congress. He was a leader of the was it Freedom Coalition? What was it? I forget what the group is, but very libertarian wing of the Republican Party. And he got pulled into the Trump administration, and I'm glad that he's there. President Trump really has not had a very good record with people in his administration. I think Mark Meadows is going to be helpful there. But Mark Meadows endorsed a woman who was running to replace him, who was a friend of his wife's. And maybe she was fine. I don't know anything about Linda Bennett. But she was defeated by a young guy who is now 24 years old. He's in a wheelchair. He was injured in a automobile accident a few years ago. But he's so young that he won't be the mandated age of 25 to become a congressional representative until just before he would take office. So very young. He looks real gung-ho. But the most encouraging thing about this, regardless of whether or not President Trump did a robocall for this other person because and Mark Meadows wanted to endorse her and everything. And this guy, though, looks like a really good candidate. And he got help from Rand Paul's, it was a PAC or somebody that was associated with Rand Paul. So that, a PAC that backs, candidates who are allied with Senator Rand Paul, that is very encouraging. The fact that Rand Paul and a PAC that's allied with him and, picks candidates, that is a very good sign. Even though I like Mark Meadows for the most part, what I know about him, I don't know anything negative about him, but Rand Paul backing this guy, I think that is excellent news. Regardless of whether or not President Trump, went behind to pick the wrong candidate or whatever there. I think probably there were two good candidates, but I think he probably is the best candidate there. And Kentucky's Thomas Massie, who got President Trump very angry. President Trump wanted to have him thrown out because of his libertarian views. Massie was declared victory there in the primary. He defeated a Republican challenger. And I think Thomas Massie is an excellent person. One of the few people that you'll hear outside of Rand Paul who will actually talk about the Constitution. And I think Massie believes it. Yeah, Trump wanted to, said, quote, throw him out of the Republican Party. But he's not been thrown out of the Republican Party. And he's got excellent credentials. When we look at party leadership, oh, and I'll mention one more thing. Laura Loomer is looking really good in her race in Florida. And I'm really glad to see that as well. First of all, it's a Democrat who's been there for a very long time. She's not very popular. Laura Loomer has been a real courageous fighter for free speech and other things. So I expect to see her defend free speech in the Constitution if she gets in. I think she's going to be a real asset there as well. So we got a couple of good candidates out of Tuesday that are looking good. Her polls are looking very good early there. One thing that I thought was interesting was the fact that John Bolton has now accepted an invitation to join the Libertarian Party. So much for the party of principle. The Libertarian Party has always been opposed to everything that John Bolton represents. And it just goes to show that even a minor, obscure party can sell their soul for access to a celebrity endorsement. Absolutely no integrity left whatsoever for that party. And that's why I say, don't pay attention to parties. Pay attention to people. And then after they get elected, pay attention to what they do. Don't just give them a pass because you voted for them or because you like them personally. You pay attention to what they do. Parties are a cancer. We'll be right back.
United Nations is publicly depopulating Africa and many other third world sectors of the world. Bill and Melinda Gates, that control the UNWHO, openly say they want to depopulate brown people. It is absurdist that Apple and Google and Nike have slave factories in China, the worst on the planet, and then lecture white people in America how they're bad to black people. And now all over the world, people are taking knees, trying to overthrow police and put leftists in control. This is a totally sickening, disgusting joke. You ever heard the saying, keep your friends close, enemies closer? Leftists are evil and they divide and conquer people. But at the heart of them is a eugenics-based depopulation operation. Why aren't Black Lives Matter at Cold Springs Harbor in New York, where they run the whole operation trying to topple statues? Why aren't they at the United Nations? Because they're controlled by the UN and being directed by their masters.
WeCan'tBreathe.news.
Sunday, June 28th, 2020, at high noon, Texans will travel to the Texas Capitol on the south side and demonstrate against the COVID-19 hoax and expose the fact that wearing the face mask are part of a United Nations edict that is meant to continue to create hysteria and fear and kill the U.S. economy, while at the same time covering up for the NIH and the UN that are actually sending people with communicable diseases to nursing homes during COVID-19 to actually jack up numbers and kill people. We're breaking it all down, have the facts posted at WeCan'tBreathe.news. The evidence, the nurses, the doctors, the scientists, the virologists, exposing that COVID-19 is a tyranny, is a hoax, and is a lie. Only the truth can set us free from this great lie. And the truth is posted right now and needs you to take action by spreading it at WeCan'tBreathe.news.
For more information, go to WeCan'tBreathe.news today.
Ultra 12 is already our overall number one bestseller. Ultra 12 is twice as strong as Secret 12 for an even lower price because I signed a huge multi-year contract to guarantee to buy a ton of it. And my bet ended up to be successful so far. Folks are ordering it in mass. They're getting great responses. They're giving us incredible reviews because we know what vitamin B12 of this type does, taken under the tongue where it's more absorbable. It supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, help the body produce more energy, help produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function, and so much more. You can take all the energy drinks and they won't do anything if you don't have the basics already in your body, like vitamin B12. Whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you live in Japan or the United States, Ultra 12 is the best vitamin B12 you can find out there. It's uber absorbable and it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com.
Where the hell did this water come from? Huh?
Where did it come from?
Where did it come from?
PureStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're going to talk about police reform. Then we got Gerald Celente joining us in the next segment. But do you think it's time we get smart about police reform? Remember Maxwell always talked to, hey chief, that was his name. Well, you know, that's kind of some kind of a slur now, or it's white privilege or police privilege or something. We got to bar that because this is now coming out of Minnesota. They want to remove the term chief from job titles, saying it is offensive to Native Americans. It's offensive to Native Americans. And we got to stop it. Chief. And it's not just Native Americans who are offended by it. I mean, even newspaper editors like Perry White were offended by this. Play the clip.
Now, I'm going to explain this because I want it to work tonight. We get a man or a woman, we get them in off the street, and for a, we put a minute up on the clock, and just out of the blue, I start calling them chief. All they have to do to win Stop Calling Me Chief is to say, please stop calling me chief.
And they win.
It has never happened. Now, we're... For, you know, people from New Mexico, and I'm calling, they don't understand. So tonight, we're...
Well, you know, that's all right, because, you know, that was...
I tell you not to barge into my office without knocking. I know, Chief, but this is important. Don't call me Chief.
Chief, I'll go with Miss Lane. I won't let anything happen to her.
And don't call me Chief!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
There we go. You can be offended about anything, right? That's the world we live in. Don't call me Chief. Don't call me Shirley. Yeah, he wasn't calling him Shirley, but he took it that way. And if he's taking it that way, if that's the way that he understands it, and if he is offended by that, then you got to stop using that word Shirley. Surely it's offense. So you saw David Letterman about 20 years ago, and he was calling people up, and he would purposely call them chief. And he said, hey, we're even going to New Mexico. Oh, might get some Indians there, and I'll call them chief. Everybody is so set on edge. Don't call me chief. Don't call me Shirley. You know, I went to a school where the mascot was a chief. We did it with a lot of data. I mean, that a giant, I imagine it's been purged now. And I went to Chamberlain High School in Tampa, Florida. And on the building, they had a giant Indian head chief that was up there. It wasn't any kind of caricature thing. It was cool. You know, and back in the day, for homecoming, and they had, the drum majors. Oh, this would really get them up. So, you know, I'm sure they don't do this anymore. The drum majors would, get painted from their waist up, shirtless, red paint, and then they put war paint on them, and they had a headdress that went all the way down to their ankles. And instead of marching like a typical drum major would, they had spears, and they would do like twisting turns and, you know, run through the band. Speared one of the bass drums one time doing that. But other than that, they didn't have any problem. Today, that would be a very different thing. There you go. Chamberlain, should they still have that? Oh, alumni, I guess. Yeah. But I don't know if they still have that big thing up there anymore. It's going to have to come down, quite frankly. It's absolutely racist. And so, you know, this is the world that we live in. But when we're talking about police reform, and, you know, we talk about Minnesota doing that because they're going to get rid of the police chiefs. I don't know what they're going to call them that won't be offensive because, you know, police is offensive as well. Do I have to get both rid of both of those? Can't call him a tribal leader, community tribal leader. That'd be offensive too, because that'd be referring to the Native Americans. And, you know, quite frankly, this is something that's been going around for a long time. You had, you remember the Fighting Whiteys? First time this, and that was probably 20, 30 years, maybe 30 years ago. I think it was in the early 90s. You had some guy floating this out saying, well, I think this is highly offensive that you, have all these Indian mascots everywhere. And so he said, how would you like it if we did one? There it is. I wonder if it's still there. How would you like it if we had, if we used white people as mascots? See if you guys can find the Fighting Whiteys mascot. And so they came up with like a, you know, Father Knows Best character. There he is. There he is. Kind of a Father Knows Best character or Ronald Reagan. They had that, they called the Fighting Whiteys, and they had, also some of them with, he's holding a pipe, you know, and, they put that up and they sold a ton of stuff, ton of merchandise of Fighting Whiteys. Everybody wanted it. And you know, the Seminoles in Florida, the Seminole tribe said, stop it. We like the fact that Florida State is called the Seminoles, but this is where we are. So when the reason I brought all this stuff up is just how silly this is, but it's all window dressing. And when you look at what happened with this police reform bill, everybody's saying, well, you know, Democrats blocked it. How did the Democrats block it? Well, they blocked a very bad police reform bill, but they did it for all the wrong reasons and in all the wrong ways. There you go. No, that's not our band, but he's actually got a horse. That's a big time. That's the college. Anyway, they shut down debate on it. And that's the way they blocked it. Isn't that typical? Democrats shutting down debate. That's what they live on. They thrive on because they can't win any debates. That's why they shut you down on social media. But they shut down a debate, and it was all just window dressing anyway. It was a very bad bill. It was going to further centralize control of the police. And I tell you, if you didn't hear that excellent interview that I did yesterday, with a former police officer, whose father was a police officer, his father-in-law was a police officer. As a matter of fact, his father and father-in-law were partners in a car. And so he always wanted to be a police officer, just like Adrian Schoolcraft in New York. And he was an honest guy. And because he wouldn't take a bribe, that made him dangerous to the other people. Folks, if you haven't seen that interview, you've got to see. It's a real amazing story. I didn't have time to get into the full story. My wife said, well, so tell me about what happened with the case that went all the way to Supreme Court. And I said, yeah, we'll have to get him back to get into all that detail. But he was talking about the police corruption that he saw in Baltimore. And of course, Nancy Pelosi's family hailing from there. That's where she began her education, and corruption was there. But very much like the story of, Frank Serpico, if you know that, the movie that was made about that excellent movie, Al Pacino. But it was an amazing story. And the reason I'm bringing this up and what you need to see with that is what's driving the change in the police that he was talking about. He couldn't believe how much the police had been corrupted, how they had changed. It's all being driven by the centralization of control, the militarization of the police, the equipment that's being given to them, the way the training has been changed, all that is coming from Washington. Even the war on drugs that's creating this kind of corruption, that's all coming from Washington. And yet this police bill would have done more to set Washington in control of training and of oversight and of control. So I'm glad that it got shut down. And as they were running this thing through, you got some very nasty things being said to Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, who is black. But of course, the GOP was using him as the front man because he was black. The Democrats hated him because he was black. I mean, this is the world that we live in. It's absolutely insane. They're calling him up, racist slurs, diatribes. He played the recording for the reporters, calling him Uncle Tim and so forth. I mean, this is the hatred and the racism of Democrats. That's why, you know, it's like they're taking Democrat statues down everywhere. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
We were told by the United Nations, we were told by the CDC and Fauci, that 2+ million Americans would die, that millions of Europeans would die if we did not do exactly as they said. And it turned out it was all frauds. The models, the testing, taking regular deaths and putting it in the COVID-19 column, all a complete criminal fraud. But none of them are getting sued. None of them are getting prosecuted. None of them are getting in trouble except for Bill Gates. The FDA shut down his factories that are making fake COVID tests that show everyone is positive. And despite that, they're still testing record numbers of people, creating hysteria and saying the number's spiking and why it'll be 200,000 dead by the election. And it's all Trump's fault. And now, oh, China had 40 cases in one city. We've got a lockdown again. Everything's over. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the New World Order teaching us to be total prisoners. Either we expose the COVID hoax or we're all permanently enslaved by it. Your choice. We're already into the latter part of June. And, of course, most of the country is not completely reopened again. And already Fauci and the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, criminal combine, are telling us, don't go to Trump rallies. Oh, no. But the very same media that promotes that we shouldn't go to Trump rallies is telling us we should go to the Democrat Party, Black Lives Matter, all white people are evil, mind control, brainwashing events. This is the attempted murder of common sense and logic. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to be more politically active than you ever have, because we are going into hardcore United Nations controlled bondage. Major police departments like Los Angeles and Albuquerque, New Mexico are announcing they're going under UN control and turning their, quote, police into community activist organizers. This is just the beginning. Everything's going to accelerate now from this point out. So it's here. No more games. The New World Order has arrived.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Always great to have Gerald Celente, of course, of TrendsJournal.com. And you can follow Gerald on Twitter at Gerald Celente. And at TrendsJournal.com, you can get a preview of, Trends Research. That's what's written down here. It's TrendsResearch.com. At TrendsResearch.com, you can get a preview of Trends Journal. That's the publication. You can subscribe to that. And, of course, you can read that online and so forth. And as you see right there, the cover right now is sadomasochism. Tell us about that, Gerald.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, welcome. Welcome. Good to have you on. Yeah, that is the issue right now, isn't it? That, even though the deaths are dying down and so forth, they're now trying to tell everybody, oh, we got another surge here. And we got a surge of panic, of fear, and a surge of regulations. And the masks are right at the center of it, aren't they?
Yep. And by the way, that's an Anthony Frieda piece of artwork. It does great work.
Yeah.
And good. Again, the people are living in fear and pain. Mm-hmm. The sadomasochists.
That's right. Yeah. And they mean, wanted, and many of them are so afraid they want this inflicted on them too. They're begging for it. Some of them.
Yeah. You see people driving in cars with the windows up.
Yeah. I know.
And they're telling you.
Joy Behar was saying that she and her husband drive around looking for people who aren't wearing masks so they can report them.
Yeah. And now they're passing more and more laws in different places, forcing people to wear them. Different, I think in California, they're going to make it mandatory. You'll be fined. And in state of Washington. And now there's eruptions going on in China as well. Florida. And, the people protesting.
Yeah, we're all becoming China.
And I want to read you this from yesterday's Wall Street Journal. Shows you the propaganda. There is no evidence that the masks are harmful for adults. That's a total lie. That's a total lie, and it's right here in the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, yeah.
They are. They are dangerous for adults. We were not born as human beings to walk around with masks, and especially in the hot weather.
Oh, so yeah. Well, they were telling us that at the beginning of this. We had the so-called public health experts who have reversed themselves on every one of these points. They were telling us at the beginning, and we still have a lot of doctors who are still saying that. Oh, don't wear it. It's not going to do any good. It actually might make things worse for you. Probably will make things worse for you because it's going to increase the carbon dioxide. It's going to decrease the oxygen in your blood and many other things.
And it's not like the virus, you know, travels midair, you know, when you're walking in the Catskill Mountains, like around here. People walking down the street, no one around. The place is dead. It's dead. It's dead. The businesses are dead. And they walk down the street with a mask on and no one's around them. Don't breathe in that beautiful air. You know, just close your face up. And this is becoming the new abnormal. And I want to keep going on this because to show you how the media is distorting the truth. This is from Financial Times. This is on Monday. Since the start of what has become the worst virus pandemic for a century, this is not the worst virus pandemic in a century.
No, it's
again,
a bad flu.
You look in your Trends Journal where this ranks. We put all the charts in there compared to the other ones in a century. Oh, and by the way, your little slime balls at the Financial Times, 2019. Oh, yeah, we only go back a century. We won't go into 1919 when there was the Spanish flu. We'll keep that one out. So this doesn't even win, place, or show compared to the other ones. But they're lying to us, and they're selling fear and hysteria. The facts are right here. And, oh, and David, 127 cases last week. Big news, headline news in China.
Yeah.
In Beijing.
127 out of billions
right.
of people.
Out of what, 21 million people?
Yeah, in Beijing, that's right, 21 and a half million.
21 million people. They're telling me 127 cases? Oh, and by the way, how many people died in China so far this? About under 5,000. Out of a population of 1.4 billion. Oh, hey, morons, all you little mask freaks, all you little babies, the reason they wear masks in China is because the air is so filthy, killed over 1.5 million people last year. Got it, stupids?
Yeah, that's right. John Rappaport was saying that they were having riots before they shut everything down in Wuhan because the air pollution there was so bad. And, you know, and people were dying of that. But, you know, if you die of any respiratory disease, Gerald, it's now counted as COVID-19, even if they don't test to see if you've even got COVID-19.
That's the other fact. As you well know, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And what a piece of crap that jerk is, that Redfield, the redhead, whatever is that moron running it. And they changed the regulation. All you have to be is suspected of having COVID.
And well, I suspect them of being liars about this.
Yeah.
That's what I suspect.
So they're making the numbers up, and even the making the numbers up, they add up to nothing. Was it 450,000 people dead worldwide? Over a million people died in the 1957-58 Asian flu. And they didn't lock down anything. And if you use the same numbers, they had 3 billion people back then. If we added the numbers of today, it would be 2.6 million dead because we have 7.8 billion people.
And we had the Hong Kong flu during, you know, a decade later and, you know, during the middle of Woodstock. And nobody did anything about that.
No, no. So they're lying about this and they're freaking the people out. And the other thing is when they talk about the cases, 99.5% of the people, that's the numbers that I see. Maybe you know other ones, recover from this. And we've been putting this in. This is from the Associated Press. We keep putting this in the Trends Journal. Every time they write about it, not every time, but a lot, when this first began, this is what they said. For most people, the coronavirus causes mild or modest symptoms, such as fever, cough, blah, 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 blah. And for the elderly and those that are ill can cause more severe life-threatening illnesses, including pneumonia and death. For the elderly and those who are chronically ill. But for everybody else, for most people, the coronavirus causes mild or modest symptoms, such as fever and a cough.
Well, that's what happens all the time with the flu. People who have illness, who have other conditions, are the ones who are going to die. And that's what we've seen. People in nursing homes, we've seen people who are at or above life expectancy, who have multiple conditions, are the ones who are dying. But, you know, the next part of this, of course, there's two aspects of this that we understand, as you point out. We've had the Asian flu. We had the Hong Kong flu. We've had swine flu, multiple rounds of that. And those basically were sold to us on the basis of false narratives for the most part as well. But now the end game is to control us and to help to establish a justification for the surveillance that they had planned anyway. It is to take down our economy, which they had planned anyway. And it is to push out vaccines. I think if you want to make some money, Gerald, you need to put together a fund, some kind of a mutual fund that's going to take these big pharmaceutical companies that are making the vaccines because they're going to make a killing. Quite literally, they're going to make a killing. They've got this for one of these things for everybody on the planet is what they're planning on doing.
That's right. If you don't get vaccinated, you don't get your driver's license. You can't get on an airplane. Already, your kids can't go to school here in New York State if you're not vaccinated. And other states. No, this is serious.
Oh, it is. And it's getting really serious. Reuters was talking about today, Gerald, and I spent some time on it earlier in the program. They were going through the massive logistical challenges of trying to manufacture billions of vaccines. And one of the things that is really important, they got to keep these things at over minus 112 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, what happens if they don't do that? Well, you get sick or you die, but nothing happens to them financially because they don't have any financial liability. We've got to take a break, and we're going to be right back with Gerald Celente. Stay with us.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Coffee and energy drinks provide a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go, TurboForce. TurboForce from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used across the globe to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. TurboForce is a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. Try adding this to your daily routine and revolutionize your day today.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
We can't breathe. News. The majority of the population knows COVID-19 is a power grab and a medical tyranny hoax. But big tech is censoring hundreds and hundreds of prominent doctors, virologists, scientists, and nurses that are exposing what's really going on and how they're killing people by intubating them and then covering it up, claiming it was COVID. This is so diabolical, but we can stop it. Even if big tech censors us, we still have banned on video. We still have the key website, wecan'tbreathe.news. Where the science and the real facts are posted that Fauci and the UN hope nobody gets to see. But they can't stop you. So share those links to wecan'tbreathe.news and band.video and join me this Sunday, the 28th, in downtown Austin at the south side of the Capitol, where we're going to protest this and then march to the nearby governor's mansion. Don't lay down to this tyranny. Take action and say no to the COVID-19 lockdown martial law. We're breaking it all down, have the facts posted at wecan'tbreathe.news.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus, now 50% off.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations and is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want, like putting handcuffs on someone, and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Gerald Celente at TrendsResearch.com. And, of course, you can get there and find Trends Journal. See the excellent trends forecast there, and they're spot on as to what is happening, because right now the trend is about putting masks on everybody, pushing more and more regulations, basically kettling us into a situation where it's take the shot or you're not going to travel. And I'm very, very concerned about that, and we're going to talk to Gerald about what is coming up. As a matter of fact, before I get into it, let me tell you about the products that we have as part of our 4th of July super sale. We have gone to free shipping and double Patriot points for 4th of July, and we are adding new products at big discounts. We've got Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 is 50% off. Also, Winter Sun Plus, 50% off. Winter Sun is vitamin D. And as I said earlier in the program, vitamin D, everybody will tell you. It's, the NIH will tell you, the CDC will tell you, everybody will tell you that vitamin D supports your immune system. Doesn't kill the COVID virus, but it supports your immune system. And as I said, you know, the COVID virus, any flu virus, you're going to do better if you've got a healthy immune system. And the best thing you can do is to get signed. If you're locked in and you can't get out, I think it's one of the reasons why you have such a high issues in the states and cities where they've locked everybody down hard. They're not getting any sunlight. So you can get Winter Sun Plus 50% off right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points. And finally, DNA Force Plus is now 50% off. That is a huge dollar savings. It's very expensive for us to do PQQ. But it is a very effective. There's 170 approximately different studies that have gone through and looked at how it protects the end caps of your DNA, the telomeres. It helps to keep them healthy. As you are reproducing, constantly reproducing your DNA, those little end caps get shorter and shorter. That's why they can look at that and kind of see what your biological age is. And so you can help to keep them from getting shorter and shorter. You can slow down that rate with PQQ. DNA Force Plus is now 50% off. Very expensive to produce, so that is a big dollar savings. And again, everything, free shipping and double Patriot points. And then I also mentioned that we have a new site, wecantbreathe.news, and you can go there and find out about the rally where we're going to be pushing back against these mask regulations in Texas this Sunday. And I think you've got something coming up on the 4th of July, don't you, Gerald? Tell us about that.
Yes, we're right in line with you. We're having a 4th of July rally to unite for peace and to restore freedom.
Good.
We're having them right here in Kingston on the most historic four corners in America where the seeds of democracy were sown, John and Crown Street, and we're having the event in the Crown Garden. And Judge Napolitano is going to be one of the speakers.
Good.
So we're asking everybody to please go to OccupyPeace.com, get more information, OccupyPeace.com. And we're going to fight as you are, because if we don't fight for our freedom, we're it's gone. This is the United Soviet States of America.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know? And they're shutting down the 4th of July gatherings in a lot of different North Carolina, where I'm from. They just shut the governor, the Democrat governor said, I'm extending the lockdown. And you're not going to be allowed to get together for 4th of July. Here in the free state of Texas, we can do things on the 4th of July, but no more than 100 people. Wouldn't want these slaves to get any idea that they've got a taste of freedom. What's happening in New York about that? Is Cuomo going to try to shut that down?
You're not allowed to do anything. You kidding? This place is locked down.
Okay, good. Right, good. So you're going to be doing this in defiance of Cuomo. That's another reason to support it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like
that's
I
great.
Said, little Cuomo and Napolitano said it too. Come on and arrest us. Let's go. Come on, boy.
Yeah,
no, we're fighting
good.
For freedom.
Good.
And, you know,
excellent.
We're putting our money and our heart where our mouth is. And, you know,
excellent.
This doesn't, and I have to thank, I want to, Neil Anderson, may rest in peace, gave us a nice donation to make this happen. So if people go to OccupyPeace.com and do what they can to help us, as with InfoWars, you know, to please do what you can to, support everyone like us that's making the truth out there alive while they're killing it and killing us.
Yeah.
It's killing us.
And that's by design. That's the biggest thing about this. It was designed by these people, all the stuff that they wanted to put in place. They've had this as part of the UN 2030 agenda. It was going to be because we had to save the planet. Now it's got to be because we've got to save you from an invisible virus. It just took out one MacGuffin and stuck in another one, but they still got everything that they wanted. And it was modeled for us by China. So they brought this in. So, the other thing that has been a part of this, Gerald, and that I'm very concerned about, as they continue to extend this, we're getting more and more of these trillion-dollar bailouts. There's another one that's coming on the way. And this is really, I think, a very dangerous undermining of our economy. I know you agree. We've talked about this before. I mean, give us your take on what's going to be happening with gold. You called this a while back, and now it's broken out past the numbers that you had talked about.
I see it going to 2,000. If it remains where it is in this range of the 1760 range, 1750, 1780 range for another week or so.
1776.
Yes, 1776. I believe it's going to break out past 2,000, and then silver is going to follow. Mm-hmm. Silver usually trades like 12 to 1 against gold. So it's right 90 to 1 right now.
Wow.
So, it's 12 to 1 because that's the reserves. And there's 12 times more silver than gold. And there are mm-hmm. no stockpiles of silver. They use mm-hmm. silver in your computers, cell phones, keyboards, and people don't save them. They just throw it in the dump. So all mm-hmm. the silver that's being produced is being thrown away. So there's going to be a shortage of silver, I believe. And I believe silver prices are going to escalate dramatically. And this is a new forecast. I've been negative on silver for probably the last 7 years. So I think silver is going to start following. And the reality is, you know, just here, IMF slashes its forecast for global economy and warns of soaring debt levels. This is yesterday. No kidding. Blow me away. Never would have figured it out. Oh, we only said this how long ago?
Oh, yeah. That's right. And, you know, so China is making big moves towards gold. They were already the biggest gold producer, and they've been buying up a lot of different gold mining facilities in Central and South America and other places. So they're consolidating even more into gold manufacturing and, of course, you know, hoarding it as well.
Central banks bought more gold in the last 50 years, last year, than they ever have.
Wow.
In 1 year. And the reality is, going back to what you were saying, the trillions of fake money that they're pumping into the economy. This is digital cash backed by nothing and printed on nothing. We believe there's going to be a new cash. It's going to be digital money. They're going to do away with the dollar. They're going to come up with a new name for it. And they're going to...
A couple of signs about that I saw this week that you're talking about. First of all, the Federal Reserve, you know, you probably saw this. Powell said, we got a shortage of coins. So now they're going to start rationing coins. They've been telling people that the paper money is dirty. Don't touch it. It's got cooties and everything, right? And then the other piece of the puzzle was the Italian central bank jumping in even on the digital stuff because, you know, if you got your stuff in digital money, they can give you a haircut really easily, remote control.
They know every penny that you spent. One of the covers of one of our trends journals. We're going from dirty cash to digital trash. You know, we've only been handling money since the beginning of time, you know, when they started coins. So now all of a sudden, don't touch it. You're going to die if you touch it.
Yeah.
I won't go out to restaurants anymore because I won't wear a mask to walk in. And then they're so moronic. It's okay to eat without a mask, but when you stand up, you got to put it back on. And now they're saying they won't accept cash a lot of places.
That's right. Yeah. And I will only pay in cash here in Austin because they want the restaurants to keep a log of who came, where they sat, and when they were there, right? And so it's like, I'm not getting on anybody's list, so I'll pay you cash. But see, that's the whole point. They don't want anything to be anonymous, and it's not only can they track everything that you spend, but even more importantly, the digital cash, and this is a way that it was being sold for Libra by Zuckerberg with Facebook, you know, when he's putting out there. The carrot that he put out there for everybody was like, hey, if you accept my digital cash system of Libra, it'll be a global ID for everybody de facto. I mean, he just put it right there in the white paper for them to, you know, as a carrot.
Yep. And like you were saying, you know, like people like us and a lot of people won't go to a restaurant. And you can't, they make up this crap about 50% capacity, 25% capacity.
Yeah.
You can't make money like that.
No.
So this economy is going, we are in a crash that's unprecedented. Mm-hmm. It's only being artificially propped up by the cheap money, the central banks, and governments are pumping into the system.
That's right.
Same thing with the airlines.
You look at the airlines and they've got ropes, you know, little things that you can't sit in this seat, can't sit in that seat. So they're like, you know, 30 to 50% occupancy max in the airplane.
And then look at commercial real estate. Kiss it goodbye.
Yeah.
Because now they have all these rules. Now more people working from home. Here are the facts, David.
We only got about 20 seconds. Actually, we don't even have that now.
Signs everywhere in New York City before this happened.
That's right.
And now
the
place is closed up.
Thank you. Gerald Celente, trendsresearch.com. You find the excellent Trends Journal and Gerald on Twitter @Gerald Celente. Thank you so much, Gerald. Sorry we're out of time.